about.
Hello, April Foolishness. I'm Sam Darmy, comedian. Oh, ha ha! Whoa!
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
I am the most talented man there is of the of human society of this kind.
Why the barber cut the customer's ears?
Why?
Because he was blubbering too much.
I am no one's bitch. I am my own bitch.
That's right. Everybody wants piece of my meat.
How long have you been married?
Oh, 27 years.
And what do you think of Sam as the Armenian comedian?
Don't ask me that question. I don't want to be Armenian comedian wife.
We're going to crank call him, okay?
No.
Yeah. It's your freaking salon, dude.
I know. It's Julie, it'd be funny, my dude. Wife. It's
no,
my wife.
It's fine.
No.
Julie speaking. Can I help you?
Hi. Good morning, darling. I'm at the Kerak radio station. I'm just telling you that I love you, my dear. You are the best. How are you?
I'm busy cutting hair.
Say hello.
Bye.
And now.
You heard of K-Rock?
Yeah, I know K-Rock.
You heard of Sam, the Armenian comedian?
Actually, I don't think so.
Our feature presentation.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's a brand new morning show. It's Kevin and Sam, the Armenian comedian. How about that?
It's great.
It's been a long time coming, hasn't it, Sam?
33 years.
What? 33?
Yes.
It's been 30.
And my birthday is in this Christmas Eve.
Perfect. I don't know how that applies.
Do you remember I used to go and bring Santa Claus tree? I want to do that again and then do breakfast show, everything.
Oh, when we used to send lightning to get the Christmas tree, you mean?
Yeah.
Yes, I do remember that. Yeah. Early 90s, yeah.
Yeah.
How have you been, Sam?
Great. I'm just having a great time, and then my wife is taking care of me. I'm almost retiring, and
what?
She's taking care of...
You're not in the hair salon anymore?
She is taking care of my business. She's the queen of my heart.
You're
she's
so lucky.
Yes.
You're so lucky.
She's so powerful, like I call her, I dream of Julie.
Yeah, you should. You should. I get it. I get the double meaning right there.
You know Samantha and I dream of Jeannie.
Yes, I get it. I just said I get
She's
it.
She's all that.
Right. I get it. No, I've met her, and your wife is very impressive.
True.
Fact that she's still with you is questionable. Right?
Yeah.
All right, what should we call the show, Sam? Should we call it Kevin and Sam, or Sam and Kevin, or... The Armenian comedian, like, what should the name of the show be?
Because you are the king of K-Rock.
Am I the king of K-Rock?
Yes, okay. And Bean too.
Yeah, sure.
Dual
kings.
But I don't have the knowledge that you guys have.
Right.
I got.
You just have the talent.
Yeah, I got talent, many kinds of talent.
Right.
I'm a physical therapist. I'm a psychic, hypnotist.
Okay, you're a psychic. Let's go with that.
Yeah.
New show, new year.
Yes.
How's it going to go?
I have a resolution. I've been...
Hold on a second. I want your psychic part of you to tell me the future.
The future.
How's this year going to go if you're a psychic?
Well, I want America to become United Kingdom instead of presidents. I'm tired of all the shit.
Okay. All right.
All that is gone.
Okay. You can't say shit. First of all, and second of all, I was asking, you said you're a psychic, right?
Yeah.
How is the Kevin and Sam show going to do in the year 2020?
Well, you know, we have a lot of problems.
No, I'm saying our radio show, the radio show on K-Rock in the year 2020.
How are we going to do that?
Yes.
I'm going to be here every morning with you.
Okay.
And then we're going to go on talking about... The songs is coming up because we need we need more talents instead of the old talents.
Okay,
because the people must grow up.
I see.
Instead of staying one put.
Do you think? By the way, you're listening to Sam and Kevin show, the Armenian comedian and Kevin show. Do you want top billing or is it all right if I have it? Either way, I'm good either way. Like, if do we say Kevin and the Armenian comedian?
Yes.
Okay, we'll do it that way.
We need Kevin and Sam.
Good enough.
Yeah.
We need jokes. We need a lot of jokes.
A lot.
Okay.
I have a knock knock joke.
Okay,
I
let's
have...
start the year off 2020 with the knock knock joke with Sam the Armenian comedian.
Knock knock. The guy is sitting in his living room having a popcorn and a beer and watching sports. And he doesn't want to be bothered.
Okay.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Who's there? Sorry.
It's me.
Uh-huh.
Who's me? It's me. So he gets up and opens the door. He goes, it's not you. Slams right the door right on his face.
Let's try another one. Just let's try another one because that's a good one. But we need to really, you know, we need punchline after punchline here.
Yes.
Okay, let's try another one. Another joke.
Why we are having Thanksgiving?
Why did we have Thanksgiving 2 months ago?
Because Colombo said to the Indian chief, get me a Turkish gal in my yacht right now. Luckily, there was a turkey standing. He says, the Indian chief, here's a turkey, stuff this one, turkey.
All right, okay. I like it. Are you the kind of person that makes New Year's resolutions?
Okay, the new resolution is when you drive your car, please don't steer the wheel hanging your arms up in the air.
You're holding your arms at 10 and 2, which is exactly what you're taught to do.
Yeah, no.
Don't do that.
No, don't do that. Just have your hand down and go.
Just one hand on the bottom of the wheel.
Yeah, just swing it, swing it, swing it. All of a sudden, when you need the bot to really turn the car around, then you both.
Oh, I see. So you wait until you need an extreme turn before you put your hands at 10 and 2.
Yeah.
What do you have there, Sam? It looks like a musical instrument.
A love song.
A love song.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start off the Kevin and the Armenian Comedian Show with a love song.
Oh, lovey-dovey, why don't you be true? Because you are bologna and salami on my head. Oh, baby, love me do. Yes, I do, yeah. Oh, baby, can't you see that I love you? You know I can't take it anymore. Hey, 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 oh, baby, yes, baby. Come on and get me, I'm ready for you. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah!
Bye, bye!
Oh, yeah. Wow! Woo!
Strong. What do you have there, Sam? What's that? A long pipe.
So this is
you got to get up next to
trombone.
You got to get up next to the mic. Okay. Mm-hmm. No, no, next to it. You have to push it closer. Get closer. Okay.
No,
you're going to blow through the tube. Okay.
So that's
not a trombone. That's just a white piece of pipe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Piece of pipe, and then it's a duster. And I go to 99 cent store and got me a $1 duster.
What's a duster? What do you mean? It's just a white pipe.
Broom duster.
But that's just a pipe.
I know. I took it apart.
Oh, I see. So you bought a broom and you only have the white part.
Right.
Okay.
No, not the broom. The duster.
All right, take it easy.
Yeah, Kevin.
Wow. Okay, so what is it now? It looks to me like it's a tiny round piece of piping.
Yeah. It's like about 15 inch long.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm going to do trombone.
It's okay, it's not a trombone,
and
but
I pretend there's holes of notes here too.
Oh, you pretend.
Right.
Okay.
Look.
All right.
Take a look.
Can we hear some of the trombone?
Yeah.
A little bit? Okay. Amazing. That's amazing.
Hey!
Amazing, everybody. Play a little bit more. Do you mind? Because I like to get a little video of you.
Sure.
A little bit more on the trombone.
How about on the side?
On the side is great, yes.
Go, Sam.
Go, Sam. Go, Sam. It's your birthday. Sam, I have a question for you. Yeah. You know, a trombone has a slide thing. It doesn't have the... That's a trumpet.
Trumpet.
The keys.
Yeah.
A trombone has a slide.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, this is
trumpet.
Pet.
Trumpet.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay, we're almost...
Or a flute, whatever you call it.
Okay, whatever you call it. All right. A little more. Wow, man, you look like you're out of breath. You all right?
I'm okay.
All right, so it's the Kevin and Armenian Comedian Show. And for the last thing for this particular break, we would like a joke. Let's go out on a joke, then we'll play some commercials and we'll move on with business. Okay, grab the mic.
Why Santa Claus give present to the kids? Because year-round, he's... Wife, Mrs. Santa, buying presents. He got to get rid of the junk.
We'll be right back. That's beautiful, Sam.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride on a junkie sleigh. Hey, jingle bell,
sleigh?
Jingle bell, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride on... Rudolph Randy Sleigh.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Sam, can you introduce Allie with what's happening? Just say, here's Allie with what's happening.
Allie. Who's Allie? What's happening, Allie?
Just Allie, what's happening?
Allie, what's happening?
Are you proud of yourself, Kevin?
I couldn't love it more.
Are you proud of yourself?
I couldn't be more happy.
Although, I'll say this. You know my feelings about Sam.
You hate him, just like all the listeners.
Yeah. I did laugh at Randy Rudolph.
Yeah, it's
that's
great.
Very funny. And a donkey sleigh.
Mm-hmm.
So that made me chuckle. Other than that...
Out of the last half hour, that's all that you laughed at?
Yeah, and it wasn't even like a gut laugh. It was just like...
What about his trombone, though? His homemade trombone.
Which was definitely just a PVC pipe.
Yeah. That's all. Right?
Wow. Mm-hmm. Kevin, how were you keeping it together during that?
I wasn't. I was dying. Omar and I were both in there. We were just dying. And of course, we did it before Christmas, so he's still singing Christmas songs.
Right. Yeah.
We told him 15 times, hey, we're going to play this after
right.
New Year. And then next year. So let's not do anything Christmas.
Wow.
I do. All those breaks, though, that make it sound like he's on a normal show with Kevin and Sam or me. I'm going to have all of those as my ringtone.
Look, the people love it. That's what I
mean. The reviews are in. Said on Twitter, there are reviews such as F you.
Mm-hmm. I wasted 10 minutes of my life for this.
A bean didn't die for this.
Right.
All sorts of reviews. Yeah, you're right, Kevin. People love it.
Right. That's my interpretation.
Well, you know what? Since you subjected me and my listener friends to that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
How about some Friends news?
Starting off 2020 correct.
Kevin.
Really? That's how we're starting?
Well, it's got to make you happy.
Okay, good.
There's no more Friends.
Canceled.
It's gone from Netflix.
Oh, okay.
So you can't find it anywhere right now unless you turn on the TV at
any
time
point
during
of the day.
You'll see it. But the iconic show is left without a home for now. But come spring, don't you worry. It's going to be available via Warner Media's HBO Max. That exclusive streaming rights to all 236 episodes fell under a deal.
Is there going to be a reunion?
Probably, Kevin. Mm-hmm. Probably. But that deal estimated to be worth about $425 million to head on over to HBO Max. So,
what are white women going to do to fall asleep?
The Office.
Oh, okay.
Still in The Office.
Good point.
Yeah.
But I don't think The Office is on Netflix anymore.
Oh, no.
I don't think so. I don't
think
so.
Right.
As of yesterday, I don't think so.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so that's gone, too.
I know how I can fall asleep. Just watching you, and then...
You the show.
What?
Destiny's the only one that got that.
Not you pointing at Kevin. You,
no,
the television show.
You, the show with that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. Fall right to sleep after watching that.
I think we got it.
I don't think we get what you're saying.
I think we got it.
Murders. is what I'm saying. No, please, no.
That's beautiful, Sam. No.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle all
he's
the way.
He's making me hate Christmas.
Oh, what fun it is to ride.
I think he said pun, by
pun.
The way.
Yes. Oh, what pun.
Oh, what pun it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love him.
You guys, we almost lost Zac Efron over the holidays.
Crazy story.
It is nuts. If it's not just a promo for his new show on Quibi called Killing Zac Efron. He's been filming it in Papua New Guinea, and he got very sick. He took to Instagram this week to let worried fans know that he's feeling better after reports surfaced that he had contracted a potentially life-threatening illness.
That's sad.
It is sad. He said, very thankful to everyone who has reached out. I did get sick, but I bounced back, finished an amazing 3 weeks in PNG. I'm home for the holidays with my friends and family. Thanks for the love and concern. See you in 2020. So he's down there shooting the show for Quibi called Killing Zac Efron.
Which is basically him surviving in the wild.
Absolutely.
Just like Bear Grylls?
Yeah.
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 Okay. Yeah. But hotter. Rushed to a hospital in Australia, believed to have contracted a form of typhoid or some sort of similar bacterial
infection.
If only
we were warned about typhoid.
Right?
I mean, Dr. Drew had to be like, I told you!
They even got Zac Efron!
They got Zac! If they can get Zac, they can get anyone! He returned to the U.S. on Christmas Eve, making it a true Christmas miracle.
Sure.
That he's not only back in the States, but he's alive, he's healthy. So, thank God.
Can you imagine being a celebrity like that where you have to comment publicly when you get sick?
Well, I think this was a big one.
This feels a little planty for me, because the Quibi show...
Meaning it's just promotional.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it comes out in March. It's pretty soon.
They had typhoid.
Yeah.
You don't think he even had typhoid?
Listen, man, some of us do crazy stuff for promo. I mean, we had Sam, the Armenian comedian, for 10 minutes. I mean, this is... It's all about...
It was
about,
11.
Yeah, 11.
I was... Counting down the seconds.
Donkey sleigh, hey, jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle all the way.
I mean, I know we're going to talk about our vacations when we come back in just a little bit, but New Year's Eve, any of you check out the different shows from CNN with Andy Cohen and Anderson Cooper?
I did what I always do, which is record a bunch of them and then listen to see if anything good happened.
Uh-huh.
And then usually I just delete the next
day. I did pull my favorite. I pulled my favorite part.
Oh, you did?
Okay. Yeah.
They came to party and they were disappointed.
That is, that is old. And
that was this past?
No, I fell asleep
at 8:30, so I don't know. I just know that's my favorite part.
Well, New Year's Eve.
Let's count it down. 20. 19, 16, 17, 9, 12, 10, 4, 14.
Happy New Year, everybody.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year.
Yeah, sounds festive.
Sounded fun.
New Year's Eve with Steve Harvey on Fox.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure if you saw any clips of this, but...
I only saw one.
Did it have to do with Rob Gronkowski?
Yes, it did.
What the heck?
What a big dummy that guy is.
He's such a man-child. He's just like... It's like watching beef. It's so insane to me. But he was up there with Steve Harvey, and he took a Lego model of Steve Harvey's head and did what he did with the football after he scored. Mm-hmm.
That's what you do as a football player.
He spiked his head to the ground. The head completely broke apart. He then flexed and then kicked it. And then just kept flexing. And it went on for a long period of time. And Steve Harvey's looking, like, incredulous. Like, how is this happening? He wound up saying, I don't want to work with him no more. Why is he here? Why are you here? What's wrong with you? It was obviously very staged.
Yeah. I was going to say that, too. Yeah, I didn't buy any of Steve Harvey's protesting.
Oh, Steve Harvey's a bad actor? Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy to think.
Brought me immense joy. It brought me immense joy.
I told you.
He just kept flexing.
He's so stupid. When we had him on Drop the Mic, I like hugged him to say goodbye and I like heard the hamster wheel in his head. He is so dumb. Like he's a brick. It's like hanging out with a brick.
It's beef.
Yeah.
It's beef.
USDA, whole thing, gross.
But you know what? For someone that we're saying isn't, you know, so smart up here.
Mm-hmm.
Reports were that he has not spent a dime of his NFL money.
I've heard that as well.
He has only spent money that he got from advertisers, that type of thing. He is so smart with his money.
And a beefcake.
He has people.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
Let's be honest. He's not so smart anywhere.
That's true. Plus, I mean, aren't there three brothers in the Gronkowski family in the NFL?
No, that isn't.
So those parents are like, let's protect some of this.
Especially the dumb one.
And, especially by the way, if you're that dumb immediately, you can't get CTE. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, good point. He ruined his chances.
It's already done.
Jensen.
I'm just saying.
Good point.
Jensen.
If you don't have it to start, you can't get it.
Starting 2020.
Yeah, it is, actually.
Wow, that's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I think there is definitely a sense of disappointment.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh no. There definitely is.
This radio person is the whole problem.
Some birthdays for you. Happy birthday to Kate Bosworth, Dax Shepard, and Tay Diggs.
Of course, K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin in the Morning with Allie and Jensen. A lot of people just lost their bet.
Yep. Doing good.
A lot of betting going on.
Well, as you know, I spent some of my vacation on the internet purchasing something that I think has changed the entire dynamic of the show.
Yeah, I don't understand it, but yes.
I have placed a counter. It is an electronic counter, much like a shot clock here in studio. Every single time that Kevin, or I think really anyone on the show.
Sure.
But let's be honest, it's me.
It's you.
Mostly you.
Incorrectly calls the show Kevin and Bean. A new number will appear on that shot clock, as well as a buzzer.
And what is it right now?
It's at zero.
That's correct.
And hopefully it sticks there, but I'm just letting you know.
You're not hoping it sticks
I will put
there.
Up
you
a picture.
You wouldn't have bought the clock if it...
Listen, we will put up a picture of the clock at Kevin Mornings.
Uh-huh. Ooh, you right? Almost did it.
Saved it. Saved it. Saved it, everyone.
All right, now we need to be clear about that. Kevin and...
No, Kevin and allowed.
Allowed.
Because you can stop yourself.
Good.
It just no.
I'm saying
Kevin and is a buzzer.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's fine enough. All right.
Really?
Absolutely. Because it's Kevin.
No, it doesn't work.
In.
Stays.
Right?
I said
no. Kevin. She's saying and makes it bad.
Then we'll do it next time. Yeah. I said Kevin. I didn't say and.
Yeah,
so that's
we're just setting the ground rules.
We're setting the ground rules.
Yeah, yeah.
So when Jensen does it, we're setting the ground rules.
I didn't do it.
When
I just said Kevin and stop myself.
All right.
Bring back the clock.
Good point.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's up and we'll put a picture of it.
I mean, I had a really good vacation where I got everything fixed that kept breaking in my home.
That was the whole time?
It sucked. Like every day it was something different. It started with the dishwasher.
Mm-hmm.
But don't worry, I had three separate people come out and check on that all over a span of a week. And then as soon as that was fixed, not kidding, I set my dishwasher, was like, oh, clean dishes, this will be great. I'm no longer a pioneer woman washing my dishes in my sink. I went to do a load of laundry, and my washing machine wouldn't start. The door latch wouldn't latch on, so it wouldn't click
Did
over.
Did you look around for hidden cameras?
I literally was like, I am on some type of prank
and
show.
This is insane. And this is after about a week of problems with your television.
My television had big issues with. That was finally fixed.
Okay.
This would be a good reality show if we were taping her money pit that she's living in.
Yesterday, my Airport Extreme that I use for my Wi-Fi in my house died. No Wi-Fi, no internet, no nothing.
Yesterday.
Like, I was like, I'm on some sort of weird, like, there's a rain cloud over my house. Things were
bad. You're
basically
Amish for the vacation.
I felt very Amish. Mm-hmm. I don't.
Your beard looks great, though.
Thank you so much. I've been putting oils in that my friend Jebediah gave me.
Oh, right. You guys are building furniture.
We're doing really good. Yeah, it was weird. But I did catch up on a lot of television shows that I hadn't seen. I saw a couple movies.
Mm-hmm.
Saw Rise of Skywalker.
Let me ask you guys a question.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I heard all the talk about how bad it was.
Uh-huh.
I didn't read any of it because I don't care. I know I was excited to see it. I went to see it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I thought it was pretty good. And then I went back with some family members, and I saw it again, and I liked it even more.
Whoa.
There you go. Good
Am I
for
the
you.
Only one, and is there something wrong with me?
No, I think a lot of people really
liked
people,
it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think you're, I mean, if you go by Rotten Tomatoes, it's about half. It's a 50-50 shot.
Oh, that's way above my wheelhouse. My wheelhouse is like 18 to 24.
Right. That's the movies
tomatoes.
You love.
That's your sweet spot. Yeah. I disagree with that. I didn't like it. Mm. It's one of those things that when I sit down to watch a Star Wars movie, I feel something. And throughout the movie, I feel. And it's a franchise that makes me emotional.
Right.
Nothing.
Even when Leia, not spoiler.
I mean...
A little bit with that, but there were other parts where, like, people in my theater were laughing.
Oh, no.
I was like, this is bad, because I was thinking it, and then people were laughing. Oh, no, this is bad. This is bad. I don't like it. It just wasn't for me.
Hmm.
Great if it's for you. Here's how I'm different from most Star Wars fans.
Yes.
Enjoy it. If you liked it, enjoy it. I didn't. I'm going to get on with my life.
Okay.
I got on with my life on the walk to the car.
But wait, you're not yelling at people that liked it?
No.
I see.
No, congratulations. I'm glad you liked it.
Well, you have like 55 other chances to like what they're releasing in the next few years.
That is very true.
So you'll be fine. You'll be fine.
What about you, Kevin?
I stayed home just like you, except for all of my stuff worked in the house.
Oh,
so I didn't have to get
any. That's nice.
Yeah.
Probably too much worked.
Yeah.
Yeah. You kind of wish something would have broken.
Too much good stuff.
Yeah. This is too much.
And I love movies. Uh-huh. And my daughter was home, and we went to a bunch of movies. We went to Star Wars twice, like I said.
Right.
I saw Little Women.
Yeah.
Wow.
Why? I wouldn't have gone to see Little Women.
Did you like it?
My daughter said, I really want to see Little Women.
Yeah.
And by the way, in my head for the whole time, I was like, I'm not going to see that. It doesn't have
Did you think it was about Little Women, like Brad Williams sized women?
I knew what it was about, but it just looked like a period piece and all that. I didn't.
Oh, it
those
did?
Bore me. Yes, thank you.
It wasn't set in modern day Baltimore.
And those in general bore me, so I was 100% not going to go. Mm-hmm. And then my daughter said, you want to go? I really want to. And I was like, sure, of course. Because, you know, that's what I do with my daughters.
Yeah.
And so I went, and it was really unbelievably good.
That's Excellent. What people say, yeah.
It was really good.
Gosh,
I'm glad I saw it.
I love movies.
And I saw Cats, so.
No.
Wow.
No,
I didn't see Cats. Oh, my God.
I said, this is a new Kevin.
But do you remember during Comic-Con, Kevin
we don't need to bring that up.
You were the only person after that trailer dropped that was like, I don't know, it looks pretty good.
I don't know why.
These are people, but they're cats, and this is kind of blowing my mind.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well,
yeah.
I mean,
I didn't see that.
There are people who've seen it. We know that.
Jensen?
I worked. I was here with Mugs.
Oh, that's right. You stayed here.
And Destiny, we worked all the way through to Christmas. Then we had a week off. Mm-hmm. But mostly that was just me catching up on sleep that you guys did for what? Over a week and a half?
I mean, maybe I did. Allie was waiting for repairman.
Yeah, and right. I worked with
and
you for two of those days.
Two of those days, yeah.
I mean, exhausting.
Okay, don't rub it in.
The only thing I heard was a break on The Simpsons.
Oh, right, yeah. I was hoping this did not cross over.
It's the only
into
thing
the
I heard, and Jensen, the man of a thousand voices.
Yes. Oh, no. What's happening?
By the way, I had so much confidence.
No!
That's what makes it great.
It wasn't good.
All right, here we go. This is from, was it?
The 18th, I think.
18th or something of December.
Near the end. You want to feel old?
Sure.
The Simpsons turned 30 yesterday.
Wow.
30 years The Simpsons has been on the air.
Unreal.
I highly doubt there are many millennials that even know the origin of The Simpsons coming out of the Tracy Ullman show. People just sort of, I'm sure, just think it's a show that's been on now. I also don't think the ratings are super high. At one point, it was a pop culture juggernaut.
Yeah.
It ruled the world.
Absolutely.
I did a Bart Simpson impression, which should not be shocking based on my normal voice.
Oh, can we hear it?
Well, I don't know if I still do it. Hold on. Nope.
All right, here's my favorite part.
You immediately stopped and said nope.
My favorite part is he doesn't even finish. Are you saying don't have a cow?
I think I'm trying to say don't have a cow.
You don't even finish those words.
Because I knew it wasn't coming.
Nope.
It wasn't coming from the right place of my diaphragm.
I need that again.
Because you didn't commit.
I knew it wasn't coming from the right place.
All right, the right place.
It is diaphragm.
Don't have a... Nope. Hold on. Don't ever. Nope.
Why do you bail so quick?
Because I know it's not the right voice.
Give yourself four words.
No, I knew it wasn't the right voice.
Not, nope.
I needed to find it. Don't have a. Nope. Don't do it anymore. It's a very hard way to realize it. But it's like Cowabunga. But it's not that. That's Ray Romano. Oh. Eat my shorts, man. I did a good impression of Bart Simpson as a kid. I don't know where it went.
That is awesome.
Eat my shorts. Nope. That's also not it. That was Billy Bob Thornton.
I got to tell you.
it was quite a radio show while you were gone.
I feel like you're a quitter, though.
I did not
because
stick with it.
Didn't. Did you work on it over the holiday? Nothing?
Okay. I'll be honest. There were sometimes I just kept trying to find the voice. As a kid, it was like in here. But
that's Kermit.
Yoda or Kermit.
That's Yoda and Kermit.
But listen to my.
And by the way, it's also you.
I know. My normal voice, don't have a cow, man, sounds more like.
It's more Bart than
the voice I'm trying to do.
Yeah.
Anyway, cowbunga.
Nope. 6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin in the Morning with Allie and Jensen. So, you guys have heard about Disney's Star Wars Rise of the Resistance ride.
Yes.
It was the thing that everyone said, like, it's kind of a soft open for Galaxy's Edge or whatever, because the best ride's not there yet. And everyone was hyping up that this is the thing that's going to put it over, you know, for lack of a better pun, Edge.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Jensen.
So, one of them opened in Disney World, mm-hmm. and we thought we would check in with an LA Times writer named Mark Potts, who wrote a very funny article about this and has experienced the ride. Good morning, Mark.
Morning. How are you all doing?
We are good. Thank you. So you waited for 10 hours in Disney World?
Technically, I waited for 10 hours in a virtual queue. But luckily, it was virtual, so it wasn't. I didn't have to stand in a line. I got to do other things, but it was a very long 10 hours.
Yeah, the days of like waiting for the Indiana Jones ride the day it opened by waiting in line for hours with your parents, those days are over because now you kind of like sign in electronically, right?
Yeah, like once you get in the park, you open the Disney app and you can basically reserve your place in line. Now, there were people there at 2:30 a.m., waiting by the door to get in.
Wow.
And that's because they aren't looking for the reservation. They're looking to like walk right on.
They're looking to be like number one in the virtual queue. They want to get on it first thing.
Wait, the virtual queue you can do from home, can't you?
No, you have to be in the park.
Oh.
And that's the rub, because I watched the video that we posted where you said if people weren't at the park at a ridiculously early time like you guys were, by like 9 a.m., the whole day was sold out, right?
No, it was 8:30. We were there at 7:45.
By 8:30, sold out.
And you almost missed it.
We almost missed it. I watched a mom trying to explain it to like a 7-year-old kid, and he just couldn't get it, and it broke my heart.
Yeah, but that was mean of you to be like, ha, ha, right to his face.
Yeah, Mark's like, it broke my heart, but I wasn't giving him my spot.
Right?
Oh, no, I'm not going to give him my spot. It's a life lesson. He's going to learn these lessons.
Yeah, teachable moment, Mark.
Mark's got a job to do.
All right, so the Star Wars Rise of the Resistance ride opens at Disneyland the 17th. What can you tell us about it?
I imagine there'll be a very long wait again. I'm hoping they do the virtual queue for the ride because that'll make it easier.
Right.
But no matter what, it's worth it. It's a really – I'm a big Star Wars fan, so that helps. But it's kind of an intense – it's about a 20-30-minute experience once you kind of get into
it. Wow.
Which is crazy. Yeah. So not 20-30 minutes once you're in line, like the way sometimes, like, you know, Tower of Terror had things to do on the way.
No, this is it. In the line, as you're walking in, there's all those experiences.
But then on top of that, there's also a 20-30-minute
ride. No.
Well, no, it's not a 20-30-minute ride. Basically, like, you are in line, and then at some point you get put into a room where the doors close and BB-8 rolls out and a hologram of Rey shows up and they start giving you kind of like what your mission is.
Hmm.
And then you leave that room and you get put onto a ship, which you feel take off and there's animatronics in there and it's crazy. It's like real fun. And then that ship gets tractor beamed into an Imperial Star Destroyer. So then the doors open and, you know, these Imperial guards pull you out and you're in this huge room with tons of stormtroopers. And one of the cast members yelled at me.
Yes.
Because I'm sitting there. Look, it's just great interactivity because I'm looking at the stormtroopers and I go, oh, wow, they move. And this guy goes, of course they move. Now get out of here.
Oh,
and I can't think of any other Disneyland ride or experience where you're kind of in the show in the ride. Yeah. I mean, sometimes some of the people on your way in the line will talk like that, but not like a full ride that way.
Yeah, the whole thing. So he yelled at me and I went in this other room. And there's all these Imperial guards who are like kind of mean to you, but in a fun way. Like it's part of it.
Mm-hmm.
They think you're part of the rebellion. So then you get put in a jail, and Kylo Ren talks to you, and then you get broken out of the jail, and that's when the ride starts.
Oh, that's awesome. So you haven't even started the ride yet at that point. It's after everything you already described.
Right after everything, then you get in this ride, and it's intense.
It's nothing like Small World.
Okay, and by intense, no.
Were we afraid it was like Small World?
I was nervous, yeah.
By intense, is there a chance I might puke?
No. Okay. I don't think you'll puke, but there is, like, you're getting shot at. There's lasers. There's things exploding around you. And you kind of, it's funny, if you like Star Wars, you kind of want it to break down.
Oh,
because
so you're stuck?
Todd Martin's one of our reporters here. He wrote about it extensively, and he was saying that all the actors recorded extra parts.
Oh.
So if your ride stops when it's not supposed to, you start getting different dialogue. Ooh. So like when I wrote it the day it opened, we paused. I had already ridden it a few times the day before. So we had paused at a spot we're not supposed to pause. And that's when Finn starts yelling at us. Why are you guys staying here? You got to get moving. And
that's awesome.
And you're like, you're Finn, shut up.
Unless Ray tells me, I'm not going.
Mark, here's my thing about amusement park rides. Over the last few years, like the Harry Potter ride and a lot of these video and moving rides have made me very sick and nauseous. And it seems like it's happening to a lot of people because Universal even had to change one of their Harry Potter rides. Is this one of those?
Not for me. The day, if you watch the video of us waiting, I rode on a roller coaster. I did the Toy Story Land roller coaster, which is a very normal, not intense roller coaster.
Right.
And that made me nauseous.
Okay.
But this didn't.
And the one that's not in the video is I rode the Aerosmith roller. I didn't know there was an Aerosmith themed roller coaster at Disney World.
Mm-hmm.
Me either.
I rode that. Yeah, it's fun.
No.
It sounds very...
Why would there be an Aerosmith-themed roller coaster?
Why so soon?
What an awful idea.
They sing Love on a Roller Coaster.
No, they don't, Mark. No, they don't.
You're a funny
dude.
Do. What? They do for real?
Yeah,
they do.
It is real.
Did you just say it'll change your life?
Yes.
You're okay with that?
Those made me feel sick. The Star Wars one never felt sick on that.
Good.
One.
Well, it made me feel sick listening to that.
All right. So after you stand in line, you go through all that stuff, and then the ride starts. How long is it from that point?
Maybe like 5-6 minutes.
Fun.
That's not bad at all.
I'm good. I'm into this.
You're moving a lot. You're in this cart. You're going in different rooms. There's animatronics. You're getting shot at. It's pretty intense.
Okay. So in closing, Galaxy's Edge has seemed that it's getting kind of. I mean. Although visually very stunning, the rides itself, the experience is kind of getting like a B+, I think, from people. Does this push it to an A?
I think so.
Oh, good.
All right.
I think it's worth waiting in a 10-hour virtual line or even like a 2 or 3 hour physical line.
Really?
Oh, I don't know.
I would say so.
Jensen doesn't wait in lines.
Well, I don't wait in lines. Also, I'm nervous. I have a stomach issue if I have to go poo or whatever. I mean, there's a lot of issues about lines with me. But right. Virtual line, I'm down for that.
But
I'll
Mark says worth 2 or 3 hours for the rest of us.
Okay.
That's pretty cool.
I'll wait in line 2 or 3 hours.
Yeah.
No question.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Star Wars Rise of the Resistance ride opens at Disneyland here.
January 17th.
January 17th. And Mark Potts writes for the LA Times, and you can follow him at Mr. Mark Potts
and
on Twitter.
He dropped in there that he's written it a few times.
He did, yeah.
We heard you.
Live the life, Mark
he
Potts.
He wrote it 3 times and took away somebody else's experience.
Yeah,
and watched the kid. You should have went to the kid and said, you know what? I've done it 3 times already. I'm excited to do it again, but you're missing not that much.
Mark's kind of a dick.
I had only ridden it twice at that point.
Oh,
so
you
did the right
thing.
Okay,
good. Then the kid would have understood.
Cool. You did the right thing.
Yeah, he'll understand.
Thank you, Mark, for coming on. We appreciate it.
Thank you all very much.
All right, bye now. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin in the Morning with Allie and Jensen at 6:37.
Mm-hmm.
At the top of the hour, we've got a new fast food report. I'm always excited about this.
Yeah, a lot of stuff happened while we were gone.
Love that.
Guys, I get super proud of Kevin every time he does it right.
It's
weird.
Listen,
like, I literally am like, way to go, Kevin.
It didn't hurt that Dave made a 50-font-sized paper that says the show name on it.
It's one paper per word.
When I bought the sign that will count how many times it says the old name, I didn't expect to have a paper in front of him the whole show.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'd like to say this.
Yeah.
When we moved to this building and everybody was taking bets that I would go to the wrong building, F you all.
Yeah.
Never did.
Never did.
That's true.
So it doesn't mean I'm not going to do this. All right. So Dave the King of Mexico is in here. Beer Mug is in here.
Good morning, guys.
Tell us about the Weed Cafe, would you?
No, man. The Weed Cafe, the OG Cannabis Cafe opened up in October. We spoke to the guy who runs it.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always wanted to try it. So I thought I'd take my man Beer Mug.
Who's the expert?
I could smoke anybody under the table.
He claims to be the expert.
I am the expert, guys.
Smoke weed every day.
I used to say that in college.
Right.
Nice.
So, me being the novice I am, decided to take my man and we go and enjoy some flower, right?
Let me just set this up a little bit better.
Okay.
Wow. Mm.
2020. Wow.
We waited for the two dudes that met us for about 40 minutes. So, Dave and I were standing around.
Listen to the outrage in his voice.
They were late for lunch.
This is because this is Dave's friends that you're throwing them under the bus?
Okay, yes. And we stood there for 40 minutes. So, what were we going to do while we waited? Smoke.
Sure.
So
sure.
I got a little bit of a head start. Dave, continue.
Excuse me.
Really?
Same.
That's it? That's what you needed?
Yeah, okay. that was the expert setup right there.
Okay, good.
So, which didn't even matter to the story.
Yes, it does.
Anyways, so we start ordering, and Muggs is looking at the menu. They have all these different types. So I'm like, Muggs.
Different types of weed and different types of food.
Okay. Uppers, downers, hybrids.
Yeah, we're not even at the food part yet.
Right.
And I'm looking, and I'm like, Muggs, you know, what do you suggest? He takes over a look. You know what he suggests?
the basic one, the house one.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, take that. It's easy.
Nothing too crazy, nothing too fancy. It's the basic.
But he
house
brought you along
joint
because of your knowledge, your yes in-depth knowledge.
I could have picked that one.
Of the product.
You know, there was a lot of stuff that was too fancy for Dave and his palate, mm-hmm, his weed palate.
I see. So,
wow. Okay. Yeah.
So
there's a weed palate.
Yeah, so I wanted to go basic.
He
with
said,
him.
Do you guys have any dirt weed for my friend Dave?
But he's like, nay.
You guys have just seeds?
Yeah. So we get seated and we order some, my other friends come by and they're knowledgeable as well. So they're pros and they go for it. They go big. And, you know, we get all this weed and we get these contraptions that Muggs knows about. And my friends
are like contraptions. Smoke weed?
It's a grinder. You grind up the weed to put in a joint.
Yeah, for a joint.
Blunt.
Yeah.
Stuff I've never even
Muggs
seen.
Muggs told me he was joining grinder just before the end of the year.
Exactly.
I think that's cool. Follow through.
So one of my friends doesn't know how to use it and he's like, you know, messing with it, and Muggs gives them such a hard time.
The dude has, like, a super complicated job, so I made fun of him. Like, dude, you, like, work on rockets, and you can't open a grinder? And everybody's like, oh, damn,
Muggs is throwing shade.
Throwing shade at him.
By the way, this is after he's dead and sitting in his chair, and then comes out of nowhere.
Wait,
and
blah, he's already passed out?
He's already passing out from this one joint.
And you hadn't had any food yet?
No, not yet.
Okay. Two joints.
Oh, okay, two joints. Yeah, so then it's Muggs' turn to start rolling. He can't work the grinder.
After making fun of
my friend.
Let me put it this way. The grinder was not the easiest to work with. It wasn't the operator as much as it was the mechanism.
Oh, I see, but it was the operator when the other guy did it.
Yeah,
and you yelled at him.
Until I got my hands on this thing.
Did you apologize?
Yes, I did. Very, very quickly.
Yeah, so we're enjoying the weed and stuff like that. And then the food comes and we're eating. And Muggs starts, like, we're done with the weed. And there's, like, just shaking, like, the ends of it. Uh-huh. Muggs has his little wrap and goes, I don't want this to go to waste.
Of course.
His wrap in the weed.
Uh-huh.
No. And then continues to eat it.
Yeah.
Not surprising.
Proceeds to eat it, yeah.
Not surprising.
And he's like, yeah, this is good.
You don't want to let it go to waste, guys.
At that point, he doesn't know if it's good or not.
He is so beyond gone, and we're all there. And I'm smoking the same amount as he is, and I'm fine. And Muggs is just dead.
Just straight up eating tumbleweed.
Yes!
Yeah.
Eating stuff.
Yeah.
Picking up stuff off the floor. He goes, that looks like weed. Yeah. So then we get to the point where he had an infused drink. And he had a little...
He's still going.
He's still going, yeah. And he had a little message to the world.
This is odd that he sort of made a toast to his brethren.
Yes, I became retrospective and introspective at the same time.
Hmm. Okay, and this is what it sounded like.
I just want to take my cannabis-infused beer and pour one out for...
Who's the guy in the background going, nope, nope,
one
nope
of my buddies, yeah.
He's saying, nope, do not do this.
Trying to save.
I just want to... take my cannabis-infused beer and pour one out for all the people that were persecuted for marijuana for hundreds of years.
I'm sorry, huh?
Hundreds of years.
Did you say for hundreds of years?
Hundreds. Hundreds. And I'm just in a restaurant just freely consuming it. It'll go in the glass.
Okay.
Wow, he's so high.
I'm going to post that right now. When you... pour one out for the homies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You don't pour it in a freaking glass so that you can drink it
that's
30 seconds later.
That's not technically pouring it.
Well, I was in the restaurant. I didn't want to get it on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so I you know, and I also didn't want to waste it.
Mm-hmm.
So I poured it in a glass. Yeah.
And then proceeded to die again.
You did nothing right.
It was a great time, guys. It was.
6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin in the Morning with Allie and Jensen. It is 6:49. Allie is here. What's happening?
Hi, Kevin. Yeah, and we have new socials, too.
Mm-hmm. We do.
Right?
At Kevin Mornings,
mm-hmm,
both Instagram and Twitter, because Kevin in the Morning with Allie and Jensen, they wouldn't
too
give
long
us that many
just
characters.
Too long.
Too long. Just too long, guys. Mm-hmm.
So if you want to follow the show, it's at Kevin Mornings on both Instagram and Twitter.
Yep.
Excellent. I don't know if you saw the story over the holidays, but on Monday, Netflix unveiled the most popular movies on the streaming platform in the year 2019.
Okay.
And it was weird for people because the number one most popular movie released in 2019,
mm-hmm,
what would you think it would be?
Well, we know that Netflix likes to brag that Adam Sandler movies do very,
mm-hmm,
well. That's their big thing.
Right.
Everyone watches that. 45 million people have watched Adam Sandler in 24 hours is what they normally say.
Yeah.
I think he released one called Murder Mystery.
Yep.
That I assume they're going to say is number one.
Number one, yeah. Murder Mystery.
Always.
Of course, with Adam Sandler and Jennifer Aniston. However, Variety reports that the popularity isn't determined by the total number of viewers for a given piece of content, but rather by counting the total number of households that stream the individual title for at least 2 minutes.
So that means if you've tried to watch it and you go, this movie's garbage after 3 minutes, it still
counts
as a view.
You still count, and that's why it's the most popular movie released in 2019.
We should do our ratings like that. So if somebody comes across our show and it sucks and they tune right away,
but see, I
then
feel
we
like,
still get credit.
I feel like 2 minutes is too long. We can't ask people to
can
listen
we get it down
for 2 minutes.
30 seconds?
Or three.
Yeah, three seconds.
Let's start with three to five seconds.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
That's fair.
Well, coming in at number two was the movie Six Underground. And let me know if you've seen any of
I haven't, and I'm dying to see Six Underground.
I've not seen either.
The Incredibles 2, that was number 3.
Didn't see it.
The Irishman.
Did see it.
Number 4, what did you think?
I think I love that stuff. Uh-huh. Like, it's just, it's a good menu piece for me. Right. I'll take Scorsese gangster anytime.
Sure.
So I liked it.
But
it was so long.
Well, it broke
out, man. When everybody says, I watched the whole thing, and I liked it. That's not enough response for a 3 and 4 hour movie.
If it was a TV show and they broke it up into episodes, you'd have no problem with it. And that's how you should watch it.
I made the effort. Right. And I pulled up my text because I knew Jensen was so excited about the show. Mm-hmm. And I can't see it in the movie theater because I'll have to pee. So I want to break it down and watch it at home. He had a whole plan for this movie. I thought, you know what? I'm going to give it a try. This was the text that I sent to Jensen. I made it 8 minutes and eight minutes and 6 seconds into The Irishman. I don't like their weird faces.
What do you mean weird faces?
Like, the CGI of making them younger
and older.
It just,
and up
it
and down.
Freaked me out.
It still shows?
Yes.
I couldn't do it. Huh. It looked like they were made of silly putty. I hated it.
At certain points in the film, it does look like they're on like characters in Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
I thought they were going to melt.
Yeah.
That was 8 minutes and 6 seconds in.
Animatronic at times.
Yeah, I didn't love it. All right, coming in number fifth. Number five, Triple Frontier.
Don't know what that is.
Never heard of it.
Nope.
That's the fifth most watched. Okay.
Yep. Number six, Extremely Wicked, Shockingly Evil, and Vile.
That is the Dahmer.
Jeffrey Dahmer.
No, it's not. I'm being told it's not. I don't even know what it is.
Number seven, The Highwaymen. That's one with like all the dudes, right? Like, is that the Affleck one with?
I don't know that one either.
With Poe Dam? No,
just you alone. I don't know any.
I don't know if it is. I think we all saw this Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Saw that, but didn't see it on Netflix.
No, saw it in theater.
Either.
Saw it in theater. Yeah.
That was number eight. Number nine, Ralph Breaks the Internet. Wreck-It Ralph 2.
Saw it. Didn't see it on Netflix.
Nope. Number 10, Secret Obsession.
Don't even know what that
Never
is.
Never heard of it.
No.
That sounds like a Red Shoe Diaries episode.
All right, let's talk about some series on Netflix.
Sure.
All right.
Those ones we should do
Jack Ryan.
Good with.
That's
number,
on Amazon.
That's Amazon, I believe.
Or Hulu. Who knows?
It's Amazon.
It's Amazon. I will say
my one and only guess.
Stranger Things.
Stranger Things 3 came in at number 1.
There you go.
All right.
We all saw, I think we all saw a few of these, but let's start with number 10. Okay. Raising Dion.
Never heard of it.
You made that up.
No, is it like Raising Deion Sanders? We don't know. Number 9, 13 Reasons Why, season 3.
That. We know that.
Number 8, Sex Education.
Don't know that one?
No.
Number 7.
Whoa, were you just thinking there for a second to
I
see
was.
If you had seen it?
I took a moment. Yeah, I know it's someone very famous is in that. I think it's Jillian...
Bell?
No, redhead
Barbary,
murder.
Jillian Barbary.
X Factor, X Files.
Oh, Jillian Anderson.
Anderson. I think she's in it. I could be very wrong.
Yeah, these are
Listen,
all just guesses.
Source all of this.
There's too much TV.
Number 7, Unbelievable.
This whole thing is unbelievable.
Is that like a Biggie
That's
thing?
Not a
I
hell.
Wish.
I don't know. I'm not going to Google any of these because I don't need to know.
Number 6, When They See Us. I saw that.
Saw that.
Amazing.
Yep.
Okay.
Number 5, You, season 2. Oh, yeah.
Season 2 already is on the
season
list?
Season 2 already.
It came out last week.
So good.
Okay.
Did you watch it yet?
I'm halfway through.
Halfway through? I watched it in 6 hours.
That's the alley.
However long.
Yeah. That's your method.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. Dead to Me. Came in at number 4. I saw that.
Okay,
I saw it.
Okay,
great. Yeah.
Number 3, The Umbrella Academy. I saw that.
I did not see it, but I know it exists.
Yeah, sure.
Number 2, I'm gonna get to it. The Witcher.
Oh, which I wanted to see The Witcher.
Yeah, we were a sponsor of it or something. We talked about it a lot here on the show.
Then again, that just came out, didn't it?
Yeah,
that came out. Yeah, like two weeks ago,
yeah.
Tops. Yeah, and then number 1, Stranger Things 3.
Mm-hmm.
Can I tell you guys about a new series that's coming out that looks so great? I can't stand it on Netflix.
Yeah.
You know the guys that did Sherlock? yeah,
sure.
on BBC,
sure.
which is an unbelievable series. Like three episodes, all of them are an hour and a half, so it's sort of like a movie.
Uh-huh.
So intricate, so well done. They are doing Dracula.
Whoa.
Oh.
And it's the same thing. It's three episodes, about yeah. an hour and a half. A lot of gore.
In.
Not for the uh-huh. kids.
In.
But released this coming Saturday, all three episodes.
I'm in.
I love it.
I'm
Excellent.
So tired of zombies. I'm so excited Dracula is back.
Yeah.
Honestly,
I need that on a t-shirt.
It was Dracula for a long time.
Well, we found the pull yeah. quote.
Then all of a sudden, it was zombies all the time. Now we're back to Dracula. I love
I
it.
Need that on a poster.
No, you don't need that on a poster.
Absolutely.
I'm tired of zombies, ready for Dracula, Kevin Ryder.
I love it. Speaking of coming out soon, did you guys see the release of A Quiet Place? Part two.
I saw there's a trailer.
Didn't.
The trailer.
I didn't, but that first one was great.
I will tell you this. Cillian Murphy. Yeah. You might know him from Peaky Blinders.
Oh, boy.
He's in it.
Oh,
it
boy.
It looks so good.
First hour and a half of the new year.
It looks Already really good. Mm-hmm. Looks really good, you guys.
I definitely will see it.
Yeah.
It was a fun first movie.
For sure.
And how you follow that up, it was such a good gimmick, how you follow it up is worth seeing. How do
yeah.
you keep doing it?
Well, you'll see in the trailer.
Okay.
It appears that everyone that has survived isn't a great human being.
Got it.
Oh, okay.
So there's problems within the new community.
Yes.
Right? Okay. I like that.
Yes.
I'm in.
I'm in, too. Really excited. You guys, you still have your Christmas tree up?
Nope.
I do.
You do?
I do.
Okay.
I got to be honest.
Yeah.
Christmas lasts a long time, which I'm fine with.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It starts in, like, July now.
Yeah.
When it gets to be Christmas Day, pretty done with it. Done
really?
With the music, done with the tree. Let's move on.
Are you mm-hmm. one, like, my friend... The Christmas day, everything's great.
Yes.
Day after Christmas, boom, everything in the boxes.
Gone.
We're gone. You're one of those.
Throw it out. Don't even save it for next year.
You just buy all new stuff.
I'm getting, I'm with a new baby, mm-hmm. I'm feeling maybe we just leave it up till next December.
No, I'm
just,
so sure.
I don't have the time.
You have the energy.
Interesting. Well, I usually leave it up to until the Epiphany, which this year falls on January 6th.
I don't know what that is.
What is that?
It's a Catholic thing.
Got it.
Oh, okay.
Thing.
Right.
And that's kind of the tradition, mm-hmm. is you put it up at Advent, you take it down at the Epiphany.
Okay.
I didn't know I worked with a priest.
Then you
oh,
put
no,
it back
totally
up
true.
March 1st if you're Allie and just keep it up for the rest
well,
of
no,
the
Well, no, I take down all my Christmas stuff, but then I bring back out from my bedroom my all-season tree, which then goes in the living room.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you. So Epiphany is this Monday, so if you follow the tradition, you have until Monday
okay.
before
Thank
you're a
Thank you, Father.
Weirdo.
Do I need to put my tree Amen. Back up now?
Yeah, you should. You oh. should go out to the trash and
that's
grab it and put it back. No, they're just kind of saying that's kind of the end. Like, people, let's wrap this up.
Holiday,
January
yeah.
6th, that's it. That's when we do it.
I have a, just so you know, I have a neighbor who does all your Christmas lights and only puts them on during December.
Leaves them up, though.
Yeah.
Oh.
But you can't see them. Can you? Unless
I mean,
they turn them on?
You do see them,
yeah.
but they don't turn them on, no.
Mm.
Am I a
How
bad
you
person?
Feel about that?
It's a bum out.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not the worst part of the look. It's just like a bad grass landscape. The whole thing's a nightmare.
Okay.
But I do like when he decides to turn them on because it's like in his mind, he's like, did it again.
Yeah.
Save time, put them on.
Wow.
Yeah, I can see how excited he gets.
Quite a life.
Yeah.
Am I a bad person for putting my Christmas tree out by someone else's trash?
Yes. You
yes.
are the dick. Yeah, you are the dick.
Between you doing that and Jensen throwing dog poop in random trash cans, you are garbage people, literally.
I feel like we are, yeah.
You don't call it
I did
it
that,
in?
Too.
You did
what?
That, too, Dave?
Dave,
yeah.
too.
Hmm.
What is happening?
You don't, so you don't call it in or anything? You just leave it there?
Yeah.
Why is it, why not in front of yours? You just don't want to see
because
it?
Because I'm not quite sure that it's
oh,
a cool
right.
thing to do. Like,
oh,
I'm not sure,
my God.
I'm not sure it's okay.
Unreal.
So I put it by somebody right. else's trash.
Okay.
Sure.
Right.
And then this year I had to go back and get a broom because there were
pine needles
all the way
oh,
back
to your house,
leading right to my house,
a bread
wow.
right
yeah.
up to the door and
wow.
inside.
Wow!
So I had a broom and I was like,
"Whose could this
it out.
Be?" Follow the pine trail.
Unbelievable, Kevin. I
Look,
work
you,
garbage.
You
people.
Do what you got to do.
Some birthdays for you. Dax Shepard, Kate Bosworth, and Tay Diggs. And that's
6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin in the Morning with Allie and Jensen at 7:06.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very excited about this because I am a connoisseur of fast food.
Yeah, well, this is the first one of the new year. Welcome to 2020's Fast Food Report.
KROQ 106.7 FM, through the magical wonderment of radio airwaves, brings you the Fast Food Report with your dude with the lowdown on
chain restaurant food, Jensen Karp.
Pooped my pants.
He'll get his hands dirty with grease and face covered in cheese. He's your direct line to delicacies and calories. He's Jensen Karp. Take it away, Gumshoe.
Oh, thanks, Omar. You guys, we missed a lot. We were gone for a few weeks. The holidays, the end of the year, that is huge in the fast food department.
Agreed.
They have an incredible industry going on. Mm-hmm. I am your czar. I am here. I am ready to give you the report.
It's not okay. Always in Southern California, unfortunately.
Unfortunately. Yeah. But you got to keep your eyes because then they end up in Southern
Might
California
be, yeah.
And you're on top of it.
Yep. What if we don't keep our eyes?
You did say that.
Thanks for coming in, Mugs. Before the break, we saw former Papa John's CEO John Schnatter do an interview where he said he had eaten 40 pizzas in 30 days, which seemed to be a demand for quality on his end, but also a cry for help. And then on New Year's Eve, looking like a divorced dad, he announced he'd be trying 50 pizzas in 30 days. So obviously things are going great for him. But on the other side of the country, Papa John's is pushing the envelope without the racism.
Okay.
In South Korea, the pizza franchise has debuted the American hot dog pizza.
Oh, wait, are we not voting
not
yet?
Not yet. Okay. Not yet. Okay, the American hot dog pizza features the brand's signature crust topped with whole hot dogs.
I'm gagging, and Kevin already said in.
Whole hot dogs.
They're not even trying to just, like, cut them up or anything?
But no, just a whole hot dog. And by the way, it also includes chili salsa sauce, mozzarella cheese, cheddar potato mousseline, onions, Dijon mustard sauce, pickled relish, and parsley.
Stop it.
Think about it. Think about the salsa and the full hot dog.
Oh,
available for a limited time. You know the drill. I have a question for you guys. Hot dogs on pizza, I eat it raw. Hey, John, the real N-word is gnaw. The American hot dog pizza eater, pizza star lolly.
You need to see a doctor. You're not going to make it.
I'm going
to
get sick.
I'm a big old gnaw.
Beat it.
Yeah,
Kevin?
Yep.
Yeah?
Ew, yep. Really?
Hold the mustard. Can I hold the mustard?
Yeah, I'll let you hold the mustard. I mean, there's so many gross things in this, I'll let you hold one.
Oh, man.
Beer mug?
I will eat a hot dog, take a pause, and then eat a separate slice of pizza. Mm. But God, no, will I not. I will not have that on my pizza.
Mug said no. Yeah.
Then it's been beaten. And that's very difficult to get mugs to say.
Yeah.
That hurts me. I don't. Mug says no, and I say yes, I'm in trouble.
It's already been said. It's in your mouth.
All right.
What? As we enter the winter, temperatures will drop and fleece will come out. That's what happens. January, February, March, we all get rather cold. So our pals at KFC have exactly what you need.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
In partnership with EnviroLog and Walmart.com, they've released the 11 Herbs and Spices Fire Log.
Okay.
I'm sorry?
This is something they debuted last
year. I had that
year
for 3 days over the holidays, and it was not pretty.
It was not pretty.
From eating that hot dog pizza.
Just disrespectful to my toilet.
They had already debuted this last year. It sold out in 3 hours back then.
What?
And yes, it makes your house smell like the Colonel's fried chicken. Made out of 100% recycled materials, promising 2 to 3 hours of smells and able to be stored forever, it is a fire log made with their fried chicken smell.
Okay.
$18.99 at Walmart.com, so it's time to turn up the heat. I ask you this. Fried chicken fireplace, yes, or I'd rather smell some burning flesh. Heat it! Heat it or beat it! Let's start with mugs. Heat it or beat it!
Can I eat the fire log?
No, it's heat it.
No, I don't want it.
It's all right.
Beat it.
It's heat it or beat it. Heat it or beat
it. Heat it or beat it. Okay.
Heat it or beat it, Kevin.
I'm going heat it.
Heat it.
I love that chicken smell.
Allie?
I would like to smell that.
Thank God, because I made him make that heat it drop, and I would have felt terrible if we didn't use it. As we enter the winter temperature... Oh, I said that. I'm happy to report... I'm getting sick, as we all noticed this.
No.
Yeah, this report doesn't help me.
Oh, no.
Okay.
I'm happy to report a first in the fast food report. Red Lobster has joined the party. That's right.
Red Lobster?
That's right. Welcome to the fast food report, Red Lobster, and congratulations on your newest addition to the bar, the Lobster Claw Bloody Mary.
Mm.
Okay.
Go on.
The Lobster Claw Bloody Mary mixes Tito's handmade vodka and Red Lobster's Bloody Mary mix, rimmed with a spicy chipotle barbecue seasoning and topped with an entire chilled Maine lobster claw, a jumbo shrimp, and a signature...
Wait, what? There's more?
I'm not
Wait,
done.
You're still
I'm not
going?
Done. I'm not done.
How's
a
that possible?
Whole claw?
It is topped with a Maine lobster claw, a jumbo shrimp, and a signature Cheddar Bay biscuit on top of the Bloody Mary.
Plus a baby shark.
Yes.
The cocktail is garnished with a lime wedge and green olive. It's limited and found at participating locations nationwide through February 2nd, so that means that questions have washed ashore. You ready for mine?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I ask you, bring on the bloody, that sounds rad, or I'd rather infest my pubes with crabs! The Lobster Claw Bloody Mary,
drinking or sinking? Let's start, Kevin.
I'm sinking that.
Sink it.
Big time.
Mugs?
Yeah, the evolution of the Bloody Mary is quite fascinating. Mm-hmm. And this is props on Red Lobster. I want this.
Wow.
All right. Allie McKay?
I am really confused as to how Kevin could sink that.
No, it doesn't sound good.
It has, oh, my God. It has alcohol in it. All amazing seafood plus Tito's?
And the, and the Cheddar Bay biscuit.
And the biscuit. Yeah, give me Kevin's.
But
wait. Two. Yep, two. She's drunk now. Let's stick with the liquids and go back to Asia because now we're entering Starbucks in Japan.
Okay.
Okay. Christmas may have passed, but they're still celebrating with the Santa Boots Chocolate Frappuccino.
Hmm.
Okay. The holiday delight is made with a rich base of chocolatey sauce
and
chocolate chips, mm-hmm. topped with a crispy salted potato chip and finished with an edible cookie straw, creating a festive frap that even the Grinch could handle. These will obviously only be around for another week or two in Japan, so I ask you with great urgency, oh yeah, let those Santa Boots lick, or I'd rather let Casey Anthony babysit my kids. The Starbucks Santa Boots chocolate frappuccino, drink it or sink it, back to Allie.
Oh my God.
Drink it or sink it.
Who had Casey Anthony in the pool?
Not me.
I'm going to say, I'm going to have that. Thank you.
Kevin?
Did it have chocolate and chocolate chips in it?
It had both chocolate chips and potato chips and a drink edible straw.
Drink that. Drink
it. Okay.
I'm going to Japan tomorrow. Drink
it. I didn't know we'd be so lucky with this.
Yeah.
All right. Adele, Nora Ephron movies, Greek yogurt, Instagram filters, rosé. These are a few of white women's favorite things. But Arby's is focusing on something else the Caucasian ladies love with a passion, and that is brunch.
Okay.
They've taken what they know about the not quite breakfast, not quite lunch, and turned it into a sandwich. Let me introduce to you the bacon, ham, and egg brunch sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
The sandwich features ham, a freshly cracked egg, cinnamon sugar bacon, a potato cake, and French toast-inspired sauce. It's like they took the name Becky and made it a sandwich. They serve it all day. It's a test sandwich, only been spotted so far in Ohio. So that leads us to this question. The Arby's bacon, ham, and egg brunch sandwich, perfect for an early day snack, or I'd rather lick a weightlifter's acne-riddled back. The Arby's bacon, ham, and egg sandwich. Eat it or beat it. Let's take it to Kevin.
I will eat that all day long.
Allie?
I don't eat ham.
Beat it.
Yeah.
Come on, Tina.
That backfired with the white woman.
At least do the voice.
Tina, eat your ham.
There you go.
Mugs, please.
After my plane ride to Japan, I'm hopping right on another plane to Ohio, and I'm eating this thing.
Eat it. I'd like to be his travel agent, right? That's the Fast Food Report.
Signing off for KROQ 106.7 FM. That was the Fast Food Report with Jensen Karp.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is Kevin in the Morning with Allie and Jensen at 7:22.
Mm-hmm.
Omar has joined us in studio.
Hey, Happy New Year.
He's got kind of a little bit of a problem that he might need some help with.
I think it's important we call him Homar for this
Homar,
segment.
Right.
Thank you. As you guys know, I am a sex symbol. Yeah. And it's very tough for me.
It's like a sexual icon at this point.
Exactly.
Yeah.
A friend of mine came to me and said, why does Omar take pictures in bathrooms?
That's exactly what I do, Kevin. Like, you know, if I'm out on a gig, is you know, to publicize, you know, that I'm a DJ, I'm in business. By the way, if you got engaged over the holidays, party people, DJOmarKhan.com if you would like my services. It's like me, I'm suited up, but I'm in front of a toilet.
Yes.
Right?
It's like you're announcing you have a gig.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And then from time to time, you know, I'll get little comments on there, oh, DJ Homar or DJ Hotmar.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'll, you know, and I have a pretty big gay following for some reason.
Okay.
So I have a lot of gay dudes comment on there, you know, with the happy face with the hearts in the eyes or whatever, you know, like they're in love. So so that's one thing, and I get that, and I can
get
that
because listen, I understand.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm super hot and I understand that this happens and people love me.
No, they listen to the show and it's kind of funny and
do you see George Clooney and go, I get what that guy goes through.
Absolutely. You know, it's like me and Brad Pitt, we're on the same level.
Okay. Right.
And I kind of understand that, and I let that go because it's, to me, in the little comment section of the pictures, it's kind of like in the public eye.
Sure. Yeah.
So they're kind of doing it with everybody who follows me,
not
right?
Not hiding it.
Exactly,
yeah.
Not
there's
hiding
a shtick,
it.
Yeah. I mean, they know the bit of the show.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
So, and my wife sees that, and, you know, I mean, she's not thrilled about it, you know, but she gets it, right?
Sure.
So then, a couple of months ago, I started getting some troubling DMs.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and that, to me, as soon as I see, like, something like you give me a boner on my DM, like, I'm deleting it or muting these people, right? So it happened to me when I was a gig with Dave.
Isn't that a positive, though?
I think it's a huge,
I think it's a little creepy, to be honest. All if right. you're going to go out of your way to DM me,
yeah.
if you're going to be direct messaging me, I think mm-hmm. I find that so much more personal, I guess.
Absolutely.
Right? Mm-hmm. So, Dave, we're at a gig, and it happens to me, I'm like, and I, you know, I show Dave, I'm like, oh, dude, look at this. It's somebody saying, oh, the things I would do to you or something like that, right? Mm-hmm. And so I...
And you're used to that. It happens. You understand.
I get
so,
it.
So I mute and delete, and Dave's all like, do you tell Cassie about this? And I'm like, oh.
Cassie, Zobarn's wife?
Yeah, my mm-hmm. wife, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's also, I love my wife. We have a very trusting relationship. Mm-hmm. And
but we all know it does go down in the DMs.
And then so,
that's true.
Yeah.
Right.
So that actually never even occurred to me that I should I be telling my wife, you know, these things that they're mm-hmm. happening? And but by the way, like, if I were to flip the script and these things were happening to her, like, I'm kind of in the public eye. I think I know what's happening, but mm-hmm. do I want to be constantly, like, reminded, hey, you know, this happened or yeah. whatever? Like, that's in the situation I'm in.
So, saying, I don't should know. You tell your wife about those?
Yeah, in each instance? Is
no.
that a thing?
No.
Because we're in a trusting relationship.
Would you tell your wife while walking down the street if you got catcalled?
No.
See, I think that's similar.
Yeah.
There's no reason to bring it up. Ever.
No, unless
right?
you were to respond ever. Or something, then you have a different problem.
Then I'd
and
be
then you definitely wouldn't
it.
Say
delete and move on.
Nothing. Right. So no. I do not engage.
Absolutely
and then just,
not.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's I'm doing the right thing.
Absolutely.
Because I got way into my head when they brought it up. Like, holy crap, am I doing something wrong here?
No.
Like, okay.
No.
So I'm like,
did you
you're
miss
good.
Out? Did you leave out a detail that it's like Cassie's sister or something?
No.
Okay,
no.
Then you're fine.
That is important. That is very important.
That would be a reason to tell Cassie.
But I get it.
Right.
It's hard to stop.
There was so. Most of them, some of my stories are like the ones with the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
And the one of them, I don't know if they were trying to hit me or being funny, but I chuckled and deleted it. It was like, I wish I was that toilet.
Wow, that's
creative.
Yeah.
Not
great.
You know, creative. You know what? Tell Cassie about that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
She'll find that
funny. But it is true that a lot of people get in trouble because of the DM messages.
Yeah, but it's not really your fault. You know what I mean? Like, it's if you get a DM message like that.
If you reply.
Well, sure.
Also, if someone, how about this? I'll throw out another thing. Say someone sends you an inappropriate DM and you still follow them and you still, like, you don't, it's not a stranger. It's someone in your life. And then you don't respond or anything, but you also don't tell anyone or unfollow them. That would be a problem for me.
Yeah, for me, I instantly mute and delete.
All right, mm-hmm. So we're going to take calls. You got in trouble because of DMs.
Yes.
1-800-520-1067. In any way, you got in trouble for DMs.
Yes.
So, Omar, you've never responded to one of those, even in comedy.
Because
the guy that said he wishes he was the toilet, that's a guy being funny.
Yeah.
It's both. It's
Is
both.
It though?
It's both.
It's. I don't know if you know, his username was Please Use Me as a Toilet.
I did not know that.
Yeah, that was his username.
I didn't know that. But to me, that's the joke. Like, he's being funny, but he's also...
But also, I just want to, you know, disconnect myself from that situation just because I feel that DM situation is so personal to me.
Yeah.
That's my personal space.
It's something that I really dislike about Instagram, that anyone can DM you. I feel like it should be only people you follow, or you can opt in or opt out. You can't.
Yeah.
Anybody can DM you. But I got to say, Omar, it is darling that you've gotten like three and you're like, oh, no, this is awful. Be a woman.
Oh,
for
my
one
God.
Day.
Yeah, I'm sure you have some stories.
It ends up in that desert, right? Like in the other messages section, right?
This person wants to send you a message.
Yeah, that's the
and
other
then
way.
You just delete that. But there are some weird people.
Oh, I'm sure.
There.
I'm sure.
I haven't gotten any.
Oh, yeah. I got,
are you asking for that?
I got one right here from Mr. Kevin Ryder, and he wrote, what are you wearing?
I didn't say that.
Nice.
You can tell Cassie about that one.
Okay, I'll tell her that one.
Yeah. All right, 1-800-520-1067. You got in trouble for DMs,
mm-hmm.
and we'll come right back. Allegedly, mm-hmm. playing Coachella, allegedly.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Can't wait.
Mm-hmm.
So, Allie, you're saying...
How do you think the cell went for the phone topic? When, like, right over Black Parade, you said what?
I said, call now.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And then I gave the number, 1-800-520-1067.
Uh-huh.
And then I started the song.
But you didn't say what to call for. You just said, hey, we're going to be taking your calls, 1-800. And I was like, is he going to say for what?
Sounds a little picky.
Just sounds honest. Like you're nitpicking.
Sounds
right,
a little nitpicky.
Right. Yeah. You're right.
The dude's in the Hall of Fame. Come on now. He knows what he's doing.
Shut up, Homer. Let's go to Carrie in Chino. Good morning, Carrie.
Good morning. What's up, guys?
Thank you for holding on. We appreciate that.
What is she calling about, Kevin?
I don't know. What are you calling about, Carrie?
I'm calling about getting in trouble in the DM.
Yeah, tell us about your
Omar
troubles.
Omar was
yeah.
talking about should he tell his wife or not.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened with you, Carrie?
So I play roller derby, and a couple of people in that community know me. And some guys might have a crush on me.
Okay.
And they like to send me pictures or DMs. So this had been going on for probably about a year or so. My husband got into my phone.
Oh, see, that's the problem right there.
Yeah.
Wait,
so,
what? That's the problem. Come on.
Just kidding. Sorry, go ahead, sorry.
So he saw all the DMs, mm-hmm. and because I was like, whatever, cool. Thank you for the compliment, and I'd move on. And he
wait,
got,
but hold on, hold
wait,
on. Yeah.
You'd respond to them?
Some of them I would tell them, like, you know, thank you, you're kind, or, you know, and just move on.
Were they inappropriate pictures, them, though?
There were lots of inappropriate pictures, okay. and I would.
But you responded to the pictures, inappropriate though. Pictures.
No, I didn't respond to the inappropriate pictures. Okay. I'd save them.
Okay.
So then the next person
what
the
hell is happening?
Let's hear
oh
her
my God.
Let's hear her out.
Hear
no one,
her
no, out. One, no okay. one judge her yet.
She saves them.
So, okay. No, the reason why I would save them is because the next person that sent me an inappropriate picture, I'd send one back to him.
Hmm. Okay.
Okay.
I see.
Okay.
So, you know, like.
But now you're like playing a game.
But wait, so what would you send back to them? One of the other inappropriate pictures?
One of the other ones.
Yeah, one of the previous inappropriate pictures, yeah.
Got it. So she was having fun.
She's kind of messing around.
If your husband then would be able to see those interactions, maybe he would follow what you're saying?
No, he was upset that I was, that like, I was even talking to these people
right.
in the first place, and he hates roller derby to begin with.
Well,
so, I mean, this is layers.
That seems,
so
seems like
layers.
You buried the lead.
Who hates roller derby? B, you play roller derby.
Yeah, it seems important to you, no?
Oh, I've been playing for 11 years.
What's your what's your cool roller derby name?
I'd be Drunky.
Okay. That might explain the DM, too.
That explains everything.
That was a great sell.
See? I knew it.
But you guys worked it out, or what's the story?
No, we're getting a divorce.
Oh, my God!
It's Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen. K-Rock.
6.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It's Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen. Haven't gotten it wrong yet.
Nope.
No, doing great.
Proud of you.
New name of the show. If you'd like to follow us on Twitter and Instagram, that long name doesn't fit.
Yeah.
So it's Kevin Mornings.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you can follow both Instagram and Twitter. If you were following before, you're still following.
Yeah, you just crossed over.
We were going to record that name just before we went on vacation. Mm-hmm. And I was a little tired.
Okay.
Is my excuse.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And I went in with Omar and I tried to say the name just once and was unable.
Okay, finally, generic intros for replays. So that's just, you're Let's listening.
See. I think it's just each of us.
Okay.
Separately, yeah.
Okay.
Hey, it's the Kevin and Beach.
Nope.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
Son of a bitch.
We're gonna have to
shut up, buds.
You know what? I have an idea.
How many times do you think it's going to happen? Are you going to bet
on
it?
We're
Come
making
on.
A counter.
Yeah.
It's bullshit.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Hey, you're listening to the Kevin in the Morning Show with Ali and Jensen. That's all we need, right? It's just a generic intro.
On the world famous K-Rock.
Yeah. I just did.
Yeah, but you said the Kevin.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey, you're listening to Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen.
On the world famous K-Rock.
Yeah, it's like we're coming back, yeah.
Hey, you're listening to the Kevin in the Morning Show with Ali and Jensen.
Here, how about this?
It's not a show, is it?
How about this, Kevin?
Is it show or not show?
Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen.
This is 106.7 K-Rock, and you're listening to Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen.
That's a mug.
106.7 K-Rock, and you're listening to the Kevin in the Morning
nope.
show. What?
Do you not have it on the paper?
No, I'm not looking at it at all.
Maybe look at it. You're listening to Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen.
Got it. So I'm starting with K-Rock or I'm not?
Yes.
106.7
K-Rock. Okay. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen.
Perfect.
See?
Perfect.
There it was.
I could do it.
I love mugs being like, listen, Hall of Famer.
He's very disappointed in me.
It was great.
It was literally written down, you refused to look at the top of the sheet.
I was looking at it, by the way. It's even worse. I was looking at it. So Jensen got a clock to count how many times I see
a little counter.
There's now a counter. Tomorrow, I have to step in and say we should not have the paper in front of us. Because right now, we currently have the show name and Twitter and Instagram handles in front of us on this big fonted paper.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, that goes away, so the counter means something.
Okay, Kevin.
Yours could go away.
No,
are you okay
go.
If the paper goes away?
Please, I got it now.
All What's right. the Never. Name of the show? Keep looking at me. What's the name of the show?
Kevin in the Morning with Allie and Jensen.
I imagine he was at home during the break, just in the mirror, just saying it over and over again.
No mirror, but all the time.
There you go.
In the car.
I practiced it all the time because I'm like, I know I'm going to screw it up. So I'm perfect now. I got it.
I think you're doing great.
Never
you're
a mistake
it.
From here
doing
on out.
Doing great.
All right.
Absolutely.
All right. Pulling the paper.
Here's Hallie with What's Happening.
Guys, let's talk about all of these rumors about Coachella. Of course, April 10th through 12th, and then the next weekend, the 17th through the 19th. Official lineup announcement usually comes out early January, so we'll find out soon enough, but that doesn't stop the rumor mill.
Who is it?
Industry sources told Consequence of Sound that the headliners will be Rage Against the Machine, Frank Ocean, and Travis Scott.
In that order? Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
I don't think that's a specific order, but that would be rad.
It would be.
Because I could leave by Sunday. I'm just saying, this Rage Against the Machine obviously has to be a headliner.
Agreed.
Frank Ocean has to be a headliner.
Yes.
People love Travis Scott, so that's fine.
You know what, though? Travis Scott ticket sales and stuff is so high that it makes sense.
No, totally makes sense. However, other rumors about, the kind of next tier. My Chemical Romance.
Sure.
Can't wait.
Absolutely.
Which would add up,
Which would be huge.
So sweet to go see those two bands.
Can you imagine? This is like Kevin's dream.
It really
is. It's like you called Mr. Is it Tillette?
Mr. Coachella is his name.
Mr. Coachella.
Mr. Coachella,
And you said, hello, sir. My two favorite bands, Rage Against the Machine and My Chemical Romance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's maybe figure something out. And he's like, no problem, Kevin.
I wish it happened that way. I would have done that a long time ago.
I know. But I remember a couple years ago, you said if I could see any bands reunite, those were the two you named.
My top two,
Absolutely. So, who knows? MCR at Coachella. Tom York from Radiohead.
Right.
It's a good time to just lay down and take a little snoozy.
Which I did in our trailer, and that was everybody photoshopped that. You remember that? I was just like passed out, but with my mouth open.
Good times.
At Coachella, and then everybody photoshopped me in
Let's do it again. Tom York,
Good stuff.
Got an opening this year.
Good stuff.
Not that, Ellie.
Other names floated around for the next tier, Lana Del Rey and Flume. So we will see.
All right.
Here's the thing. Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah.
Frank Ocean.
Mm-hmm.
My Chemical Romance.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, please. Sign me up.
Agreed.
I'm in. Thank
that should
you.
Be enough.
I will see you there.
All of the above.
I will see you there, everybody, in the desert with my glitter.
Are you going to be in full, like, the daughter from Beetlejuice?
You'd be like, oh, my God, what is wrong with that woman?
Is that a goth bride?
Yeah. It would be a lot, but you got to protect yourself.
You got to dress like, you should dress like Danny DeVito as the Penguin, just like with an umbrella, full black outfit.
Oh,
like
I would have an umbrella, don't worry.
Okay,
I probably wouldn't wear black, though, because that would really attract the heat. But
sure.
Yeah. Hmm. I would be like the opposite of goth. I'd be like
all white, like a Puffy's white party.
Yes.
Okay.
That's exactly
with an umbrella.
What I would go for.
Okay.
What's wrong with you? Guys, I heard this news over the holiday and I thought to myself, you know what? If I can't have him, I am happy that she does.
Okay.
Who's him? Mr. Bill Hader. Have you guys heard about the rumors and who he's dating?
I did not.
Well, it first came out that he was seeing this woman and then there were pictures of them in his hometown, which I don't know where it is, like somewhere in Ohio, maybe. Source me on that, wherever Bill Hader's from. But he was seen at a coffee shop with none other than from the OC and, for chicks like me, Heart of Dixie, Rachel Bilson. I love it.
All right.
I can accept it.
Same.
I'm good with it because they are both adorbs.
Question. Yeah. Was Rachel Bilson the one that we recently said was rumored to be with a Bachelor contestant? Remember that?
I don't, because I don't pay any attention to the Bachelor.
No, you and I, we talked about it on air, how she was like writing some Instagram comments to him, and people were picking up that they might be dating.
Oh, no.
So this is a major blow up. Like, this is exactly what you want when someone's rumored to be dating a Bachelor.
Yeah.
Go date Bill Hader.
Bill Hader.
Cleans it all up.
I like it. I like it a lot. And now pictures of them at a grocery store on New Year's Eve.
Good. Yes, Christine has, producers Christine has guaranteed that it was Nick Vile. Nick Vile?
Oh, Nick was the worst.
That was the one she was reportedly dating. So
okay. I hate all of this.
Phil
Let's
Hader.
Never talk about this again.
But no, think about how great that is to go from a rumored bachelor. That's garbage. And now you're dating Bill Hader. That is
huge.
The move. Yeah.
Huge. And she was most recently, of course, with Hayden Christensen for 10 years. The fact that he did not show up in Rise of Skywalker is a travesty.
Is it?
Could it
That's
have worked?
That's just another... Absolutely.
Mm. What about Jar Jar?
Honestly, it couldn't have hurt. But that's just me. That's just me. I was shocked there was no Anakin in Rise of Skywalker. But that again, like what you like.
I
appreciate
it.
All of you, is what I'm saying.
I heard Thanks. All of the rumors about how bad it was going to be. And then I was like, I'm not going to read them or listen to them.
I didn't hear any of that because I saw it on Thursday.
Oh,
and
I
knew I knew critics had said, oh, I don't really love
it. That's why I don't
follow
critics.
Care about critics.
Right.
So.
It was shocking. They sent out Academy screeners for it this year.
Did they?
Yeah,
oh.
The day after it debuted. I was like, well, wow. I guess it'll still make all that money, but
Interesting.
It's weird, you know, as far as like piracy, it can show up online very easily.
Hmm. Uh-huh. Interesting.
Good one, Allie.
Thank you.
Excellent, Yoda.
Thank you. I'm sorry, Bart Simpson. What?
Don't eat a cow, man.
Nope.
Don't have a cow,
Don't have
man.
A cow, yeah. Oh.
Eat my shorts. Cowbunga.
Dax Shepard, Kate Bosworth, Tay Diggs, happy birthday to you. And that's
6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin in the Morning with Allie and Jensen. Earlier this morning, because this is the first show of the year.
Mm-hmm. And the first show with the new name.
Yes.
Yeah.
I thought it would be very funny because a lot of hardcore fans, not everybody, but a lot of hardcore fans were trying to figure out what it's going to be, what it's going to sound like, how are we going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So at 5:30 this morning, I thought that it would be funny to have Sam the Armenian Comedian in.
Oh, Kevin.
And a lot of people had said, you know, you've been joking for a long time that Sam the Armenian Comedian would be your co-host.
Yes.
And then you made it happen.
And then, so I'm going to replay it for you now. This is how the show started this morning at 5:30.
That's about...
Hello, April Foolishness. I'm Sam the Armenian Comedian. Oh, ha ha. Whoa.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy.
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
I am the most talented man there is of the of human society of this kind.
Why the barber cut the customer's ears?
Why?
Because he was blubbering too much.
I am no one's bitch. I am my own bitch.
That's right. Everybody wants piece of my meat.
How long have you been married?
Oh, 27 years.
And what do you think of Sam as the Armenian comedian?
Don't ask me that question. I don't want to be Armenian comedian wife.
We're going to crank call him, okay?
No.
Yeah. It's your freaking salon, dude.
I know, it's Julie,
It'd be funny,
my
dude.
Wife. It's
no,
my wife.
It's fine.
No.
Julie speaking, can I help you?
Hi, good morning, darling. I'm at the Kerak radio station. I'm just telling you that I love you, my dear. You are the best. How are you?
I'm busy cutting hair.
Say hello.
Bye.
And now.
You heard of K-Rock?
Yeah, I know K-Rock.
You heard of Sam, the Armenian comedian?
Actually, I don't think so.
Our feature presentation.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's a brand new morning show. It's Kevin and Sam, the Armenian comedian.
Oh!
How about that?
It's great.
It's been a long time coming, hasn't it, Sam?
33 years.
What? 33?
Yes.
It's been 30. How have you been, Sam?
Great. I'm just having a great time, and then my wife is taking care of me. I'm almost retiring, and...
What?
She's taking care
of... You're not in the hair salon anymore?
She is taking care of my business. She's the queen of my heart.
You're
she's
so lucky.
Yes.
You're so lucky.
She's so powerful, like I call her, I dream of Julie.
Yeah, you should. You should. I get it. I get the double meaning right there.
You know Samantha and I dream of Jeannie.
Yes, I get it. I just said I get
She's
it.
She's all that.
Right. I get it. No, I've met her, and your wife is very impressive.
True.
Fact that she's still with you is questionable. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, what should we call the show, Sam? Should we call it Kevin and Sam, or Sam and Kevin, or the Armenian comedian? Like, what should the name of the show be?
Because you are the king of K-Rock.
Am I the king of K-Rock?
Yes, okay. And Bean too.
Yeah, sure.
Don't, oh,
dual kings.
But I don't have the knowledge that you guys have.
Right.
I got.
You just have the talent.
Yeah, I got talent, many kinds of talent.
Right.
I'm a physical therapist. I'm a psychic, hypnotist.
Okay, you're a psychic. Let's go with that.
Yeah.
New show, new year.
Yes.
How's it going to go?
Well, you know, we have a lot of problems.
No, I'm saying our radio show, the radio show on K-Rock in the year 2020.
How are we going to do that?
Yes.
I'm going to be here every morning with you,
okay.
And then we're going to go on talking about the songs is coming up, because we need more talents instead of the old talents.
Okay,
because all right. People must grow up.
I see.
Instead of staying one put.
Do you think, by the way, you're listening to Sam and Kevin show, the Armenian comedian and Kevin show. Do you want top billing, or is it all right if I have it? Either way, I'm good either way. Like, if do we say Kevin and the Armenian comedian?
Yes.
Okay, we'll do it that way. We need
Kevin and Sam.
Good enough.
Yeah.
We need jokes. We need a lot of jokes.
A lot.
Okay.
I have a knock knock joke.
Okay,
let's
start the year off 2020 with the knock knock joke with Sam the Armenian comedian.
Knock knock. The guy is sitting in his living room. Having a popcorn and a beer and watching sports. And he doesn't want to be bothered.
Okay.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Who's there? Sorry.
It's me.
Uh-huh.
Who's me? It's me. So he gets up and opens the door. He goes, it's not you. Slams right the door right on his face.
Let's try another one because that's a good one, but we need to really... You know, we need punchline after punchline here.
Yes.
Okay, let's try another one. Another joke.
Why we are having Thanksgiving?
Did we have Thanksgiving 2 months ago?
Because Colombo said to the Indian chief, get me a Turkish gal in my yacht right now. Luckily, there was a Turkish dinner. He says, the Indian chief, here's a turkey, stuff this one, turkey.
All right, okay. I like it. What do you have there, Sam? What's that? A long pipe.
So this is trombone.
You
got
to get up next to
trombone.
You got to get up next to the mic. Okay. No, no, next to it. You have to push it closer. Get closer. Okay.
No,
you're going to blow through the tube. Okay. So that's not a trombone. That's just a white piece of pipe.
Yeah. Okay. Piece of pipe. And then it's a duster. And I took go to 99 cent store and got me a $1 duster.
What's a duster? What do you mean? It's just a white pipe.
Broom duster.
But that's just a pipe.
I know. I took it apart.
Oh, I see. So you bought a broom, and you only have the white part.
Right.
Okay.
No, not the broom. The duster.
All right, take it easy.
Yeah, Kevin.
Wow. Okay, so what is it now? It looks to me like it's a tiny, round piece of piping.
Yeah. It's like about 15 inch long.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm going to do trombone.
It's okay, it's not a trombone,
and
but...
I pretend there's holes of notes here, too.
Oh, you pretend?
Right.
Okay, look. All right.
Take a look.
Can we hear some of the trombone?
Yeah.
A little bit? Okay. Amazing. Wow, man, you look like you're out of breath. You all right?
I'm okay.
All right, so it's the Kevin and Armenian Comedian Show. And for the last thing for this particular break, we would like a joke. Let's go out on a joke, then we'll play some commercials, and we'll move on with business. Okay, grab the mic.
Why Santa Claus give present to the kids? Because year-round, his wife, Mrs. Santa, buying presents.
He got get rid of the junk.
We'll be right back.
It's Kevin in the Morning
with Sam.
All my fans are really thirsty for me.
The Armenian Comedian.
K-Rock.
Hello, everybody. This is Sam, the Armenian Comedian, and you are listening to Kevin and Sam. K-R-O-Q 106.7. Thank you.
So many people are angry this morning.
Not happy with us.
No.
So many people.
And can you blame them?
Made me so happy.
Mm-hmm.
It's such an easy troll. It was really fun.
Oh, dear.
Vacations. Yeah. How did it go, everybody? First day back?
Good, yeah.
Allie?
I was off a little longer than Jensen was, because Jensen worked a bit of it.
Mm-hmm.
A little less than you.
Mm-hmm.
But it was...
I took 2.5 months. Do you think that was too long?
In retrospect, it wasn't a great idea, no.
Here's the thing. When people always say, oh, Kevin takes so much vacation. He's worked here for 30 years.
I'm 92 years old,
he's 92.
Guys.
But if you work somewhere for 30 years and a way for them to, you know, keep you for contracts is to give you more vacation, you're not passing it up. Anyone that says they would are liars.
You know what, man? I want to work more. Can I get less days as the years go on?
It's insane. But my vacation was not the most restful because I had men in and out of my house. Sadly, they were repairmen there to fix everything from my dishwasher 3 times
oh, wow.
to my washing machine 1 time to my TV, which I wound up just getting rid of my TV, bought a brand new 70-inch TV.
Wow.
Then had 2 dudes come over and mount my TV. So that was huge. I now have no TV issues.
Okay.
Until yesterday when my internet went out. But other than that, smooth sailing.
Wow.
Met up with a bunch of friends, mm-hmm. had some great
dinners.
Were
your friends the repair people?
Yeah. I mean, it was like the second time they come over, I'm like, we're friends now, right? And I'd have dinner ready for them. It was weird. But yeah. No, it was a nice little break, and I wasn't traveling.
That's key sometimes.
It felt really restful to me.
I didn't travel either, which is really nice at the holidays when you see all the stories of, oh, LAX is crazy
Cuckoo,
and everybody's waiting in line. And the traffic's terrible. It's nice to just stay home and not do anything.
Yeah.
Everything I had worked, though. So
that's nice.
I mean,
that's
I watched,
a good feeling.
Watched TV, hung out.
Yeah, I haven't had something not work in a long time.
Went to movies
nice
with
feeling.
My kids.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of stuff.
A lot of family time.
Yes. And I have one question about Star Wars. Mm-hmm. I watched it twice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the first time I watched it, I thought, that's pretty good.
Okay.
And then I saw a lot of response that everyone's so mad. And I was like, you know what? I'm not going to respond or even read that because I liked it.
Sure. Hmm.
So why would I indulge that? I liked it, so I liked it.
Yeah,
so
you're allowed your opinion.
Yeah, absolutely. So then I went again, and I liked it even more.
There you go.
So I don't even know what everyone didn't like about it because I wasn't paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
But is it all right if I liked it?
Absolutely.
Is that an acceptable position in 2020?
Not to a certain percentage
right.
of the fandom of Star Wars.
Sure.
No, you have to either absolutely love it or hate it. There's no in between.
Right.
And you're not really allowed to have much of an opinion. But I respect it, Kevin. Good
and
for you.
And disagree?
I disagree. I did not love it. I didn't really even like it all that much,
all right.
to be honest. And I had mentioned this before. I'm very used to, in a Star Wars movie, sitting down, and as soon as you see that scroll, anything, any of the music, I get emotional.
But didn't you get emotional? Because it wasn't ruined at that point.
No.
Didn't you get emotional?
No. So the beginning, I'm like, oh, okay, yeah,
okay,
all right, I'm feeling something.
Yeah, because you, like, cried at the trailer.
Oh, as soon as I hear Princess Leia's theme,
right.
I'm in tears. There was something about this movie that just didn't stick with me. Like, it just... I have not left a Star Wars movie yet with The Force Awakens, with, I was going to say Revenge of the Jedi. Nope. Last Jedi. What am I trying to say here? That I haven't felt something.
Okay.
But I left this movie, and by the time
I
got
like
to
the storyline with Princess Leia? She's your favorite?
It was fine,
okay.
but it also seemed very, like, horseshoed in, and
okay.
it just, like, it didn't really lend itself to much to me. But I literally walked to the car and I was like, huh, all right, cool. And
that's
then
not
I
what
didn't
you want.
I didn't think about it again.
All right.
I didn't
want
to see it again. It just it didn't make me feel like they usually do.
Hear
and
me
that
out.
Bums me out.
Hear me
okay.
out. Right. Maybe there are two great Star Wars movies.
Uh-huh.
The rest of them are fine.
I mean, that's,
I'm just saying, everyone's
starting.
It doesn't
seem like there's room for fine, though. Like Ali said, you either have to hate or love.
Which it shouldn't be. I think that people have made
this
movie.
I liked it a lot. I would say it's a 7.
Okay.
It's not a 10.
That's strong.
Okay. But it's a 7.
But people have made these movies their personality, and I think that this is a good time to branch out and see other films.
All right.
That's all I'm saying.
You had a lot of time off, Jensen, right?
Well, no, I didn't.
Pretty much the same amount as Ali and I.
Nope. You're rubbing it in
what?
Now.
Huh?
I only had a week off. I was here in studio with Muggs and Power 106 board Op Destiny. We were all hanging out, just doing the what's happenings.
Mm-hmm.
And
I heard one of them.
Right.
I heard one what's happening.
You did text me once or twice.
Uh-huh.
And then this one was the one I think that hung with you the most.
This is amazing. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize that Jensen was this talented.
Yeah.
I didn't know people were listening, I think, is my biggest problem. I thought that maybe because we were all on vacation, everyone was on vacation.
Uh-huh. Or you wouldn't have tried this?
I would never have tried this. And I want you to understand that sometimes when I do stuff on the radio, I'm joking. It's a bit. This was me trying something and immediately realizing I never should have. You want to feel old?
Sure.
The Simpsons turned 30 yesterday.
Wow.
30 years The Simpsons has been on the air.
Unreal.
I highly doubt there are many millennials that even know the origin of The Simpsons coming out of the Tracy Ullman show. People just sort of, I'm sure, just think it's a show that's been on now. I also don't think the ratings are super high. At one point, it was a pop culture juggernaut.
Yeah.
It ruled the world.
Absolutely.
I did a Bart Simpson impression, which should not be shocking based on my normal voice.
Oh, can we hear it?
Well, I don't know if I still do it. Hold on. Don't ever. Nope.
Why do you bail so quick?
Because I knew it wasn't coming from that place in my diaphragm. I knew that there was a place that.
But it's 4 words.
I knew
5 words.
I knew it off the bat.
All right.
I regretted it immediately.
I just did it with my fingers forward. Okay.
Don't ever. Nope. Hold on. Don't ever. Nope. Don't have a... Nope. Don't do it anymore. It's a very hard way to realize it. But it's like cowabunga. But it's not that. That's Ray Romano.
Ow!
Eat my shorts, man. I did a good impression of Bart Simpson as a kid. I don't know where it went.
That is awesome.
Eat my shorts. Nope. That's also not it. That was Billy Bob Thornton. All right. It turned 30 yesterday. Executive producer James L. Brooks was among the people who paid tribute to the show online on Twitter. He said, it was quite an impression.
So you went into that thinking
I was going to nail it.
I did it as a kid.
I could do it now.
I can nail it.
100%. I was like, I used to do it perfect as a kid. Here it comes. And then knew immediately that's no longer there.
Are we positive that you did it perfect as a kid?
I think I did.
Really?
People used to say, that sounds just like Bart Simpson.
Oh.
But it wasn't just my
Are
parents.
You sure they weren't just talking
used
about
to say.
Are you sure they weren't just talking about your normal voice?
Or that I was just so young that they were like, yes, yes.
Way to go.
No, but I do know now that normal voice, it would kill whatever I did. I just don't have a cow, man. Sounds more like Bart Simpson than anything I was doing there.
I don't know. I sort of love this.
Well, don't have a... Nope.
This is Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen. K-Rock.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen, and let's talk some NFL.
Cause he's RJ Bell. RJ Bell. Yes, he's RJ Bell. RJ Bell.
RJ, how are you?
Boy, I miss that song. Man, I don't miss, you know, I think the audience misses the song more than they miss me.
Oh, is that right?
Don't undersell yourself.
No, come on, man.
They kind of miss you, RJ.
It's true.
It's a bop.
We're not saying that you're not right. Mm.
But I will say this, and I'm not trying to be hard on you guys at all.
Okay.
But in general, as workaday people like I am,
right,
like most of your audiences, we looked at you after 1 week went by, 2 weeks went by. Where are they? 3 weeks went by. I don't begrudge it. I'm thinking you're more one of us. How you got the deal, I don't know. Congratulations.
Right.
And then I think there's an audience that there's a portion that begrudges it.
Oh, sure.
I'm not in that portion.
Thank you,
okay.
RJ.
All right,
just saying.
All right, just saying. Does it get much more difficult this time of year to pick games because, for the most part, all the teams are good?
Well, this is what you got to avoid. Is playing every game. So let's think about it during the regular season. There's 16 games, let's say, during a week, which if there's not a bye, that's what it is, 16. I'm betting maybe 3-4.
Right.
Right. Well, now there's 4 games, right? It's kind of hard to pick 3 of the 4. Now, I've done it historically, but what I'll tell the audience is be careful. If you play every game, it's hard to win because the only way you can win long term is if the line is wrong. And I don't think the line is wrong in almost every game. So we do have three picks this week, but be careful.
All right, the first pick you have is Houston Texans versus the Buffalo Bills.
Yes, and this line is 2.5. And if there's one thing we've preached year after year, we don't bet teams, we bet numbers. And the most valuable number there is 3 in the NFL. So laying 3.5, oh my gosh, that's a lot of points because a lot of games end 3. Laying 2.5, not so bad. Houston is 2.5 here at home. That's the pick. Pick number one, Houston. And if we've seen anything this year from the Texans, when they lose a game, they perk up the next game. So they literally lost last week. This year, when they lost the prior game, 5-0 straight up. The next game. They don't lose that second game in a row, so this would be a second loss in a row for Houston. We don't expect it to happen. We're only laying 2.5. That's the pick, Texans minus 2.5.
Is J.J. Watt back?
Yes, he's back, and I think not only does that help on the field, I think it helps the enthusiasm, the mindset of the whole Houston team.
Yeah, and it doesn't, you're betting against the Bills. RJ, it's not really expertise.
I don't like to, really be negative against a whole
sure,
city.
Right.
But I cannot disagree.
It's Buffalo. Right.
I can't disagree.
Your next pick is New England Patriots minus 4.5 versus the Tennessee Titans.
Now, this is a battle of, do you trust the most recent data or do you trust the season data? If you look recently, Tennessee is maybe as good, if not a little bit better, than the Patriots. And it's since Tannehill, their new quarterback, became the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I trust the more recent games more, but I don't dismiss those prior games. Now,
but isn't there a momentum thing where it really does matter how a team has been playing the last 3 weeks?
Dude, they lost to the Dolphins.
This is one of the
But here's the thing. You say that. They lose to the Dolphins every single year.
Momentum-wise, going into the playoffs, they don't lose the last week.
Here's the stat of the season.
Okay.
All right? This is amazing. Is in December or later in Bill Belichick's career, all right? So in the regular season. Mm-hmm. So, it's usually December games, the last 4 games, and sometimes there's a game in January. So all those late games.
Yeah.
The entire NFL, other than Miami, has won 7 times against them. The Dolphins have won 7 times against them. It's almost hard to imagine December or later, regular season, in Belichick's career, Dolphins have 7 wins. The entire other 30 teams have 7 wins.
Wow.
There's something about that Dolphins team, no doubt about it. But let's look at the Patriots at home. They've lost 2 of 3, right?
Mm-hmm.
Prior to that, they won 19 straight. Now, do we trust the 2 of 3 or do we trust 19 straight? I
2 of 3.
Well, no, I tend,
19 straight.
I tend towards the bigger numbers, and this line is only 4.5, so it's just above the Pats being better. And if we really think the Pats are only a smidge better than Tennessee, maybe I'm wrong, but I'm going down with Belichick. So pick number 2, Patriots minus 4.5.
All right, and then Minnesota.
Honestly, can I just say, as somebody raised a Patriots fan that hasn't watched football in the last couple of years, I'm so sick of them.
You haven't even watched the
Let's just get it over with.
I mean, you know what's funny, though, is we always feel like that with movie. Like, oh, Pacino's doing one more movie. Then when they're gone, we regret it. So,
he's not going to be gone. He's just going to move and play somewhere else.
Well, but he'll be gone soon enough.
Yeah, right?
What do you know?
Are you murdering him, RJ?
Father Time is undefeated. Father Time is undefeated.
Sharpening knives while talking about football.
All right, your last pick is Minnesota Vikings plus 8 at the New Orleans Saints.
And we're getting the jumbo points here, right? Over a touchdown with Minnesota.
They're very good.
Minnesota?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're good. Now, what we've seen, though, Kirk Cousins, when it is a big TV game, Monday Night Football, he's lost the most games to start a career than any player in history.
Wow.
Right? Jeez. All time. And here's what people missed. And we actually uncovered this. And I am sincerely proud of this. Everyone kept saying, oh, he's not good with the TV. The big TV games is what hurts Kirk Cousins, the quarterback for Minnesota. No, he's a man of routine. When he plays a 1 o'clock Eastern game, he covers the spread 2/3 of the time. Think about this.
RJ Bell,
really getting into the weeds
that's
on that one.
No. Now that's called addiction to gambling, everybody.
But imagine this. Haven't you seen radio guys that are really good in studio, but remotes, they struggle?
No, never seen anyone good in studio.
Oh, okay. Well, he's saying, on the wrong show.
I mean, you probably, I mean, you tune over to my show now and again. You're here. You're not usually in the studio. But the fact of the matter is, Cousins really does struggle if his routine changes. And this is, even though it's a playoff game, a 1 o'clock Eastern start. I think he's comfortable. We're getting over a touchdown, Minnesota.
All right, so Houston Texans -2.5 versus Buffalo Bills. New England Patriots -4.5 versus the Titans. And Minnesota +8 at New Orleans Saints.
All right, guys.
RJ's picks. You can follow RJ on Twitter at RJ in Vegas. The website is pregame.com. The podcast is RJ Bell's Dream Preview. And the radio show is Straight Out of Vegas with RJ Bell on Fox Sports Radio. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Talk to you next week.
Ali and Jensen, K-Rock.
6.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It's the Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen.
Very close.
I still say you stopped. So, yeah, that's one. That's one.
You said I stopped, though.
I'll be back.
Yeah, but you can't.
I have to
manually do it because we don't have a battery
but
yet.
But I didn't say Kevin and Bean.
Yeah, but you didn't go through with the name. Like, it wasn't clear.
I did stop because that's where I was going.
Exactly.
So it counts?
That counts, yeah.
I put it up.
That's a BS.
We got a one.
We got a one.
Which, Kevin, it's 8:53.
Right?
That's impressive.
See, this
I honestly still think it was a great day for you.
This is very key, people.
Yeah.
Lower expectations.
Sure, sure.
So just the fact that I'm saying the name correctly sometimes, everyone is giving me credit for it.
It's huge.
Which is ridiculous.
Do you want to have another run at it?
It's Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen.
Okay.
Here's Ali with what's happening.
How could they find us on socials?
Well, we can't put that long of a name on socials, unfortunately. So it's Kevin Mornings on both Instagram and Twitter.
Excellent.
And if you were following before, you still are. It's the same account. Kevin Mornings, Instagram, and Twitter.
And congratulations on putting a one on the shot clock.
Thank you.
Very impressed.
Although I protest because I only said Kevin, which is part of both names.
But true.
Agree to disagree.
I agree with that, but you also then stopped because you knew you were going to, so it just wasn't, I don't know.
All right.
All right.
It was counted. Judges went with it.
I'll accept it.
Guys, I saw Gene Simmons trending on Twitter last night, and I was like, this can't be good. And then I clicked on it, and it's not.
No.
It's Gene Simmons at his counter with two separate pictures next to each other. Both of them, something very disturbing in his cereal bowl. And he wrote, anyone else put ice cubes in their cereal?
Oh,
ice cubes.
So you see, it looks like he's combining two different cereals in one, which, fine, go nuts, knock yourself out. Then he's got milk, and then he's got huge ice cubes in the cereal bowls with it.
Ugh.
People are out of their minds looking at this. I've never thought to put ice cubes in my cereal.
No, I mean, because technically you're just adding water.
Yeah, don't you have refrigeration? How long are you eating your cereal that possibly the milk could get cold?
And Gene Simmons has been disgusting in many things he does. This might be the most disgusting.
It's very weird.
My dad used to eat cereal just with water.
Really?
That's some
He would always say, oh, this is pretty good. And I would just say, no, it isn't.
Yeah.
We have milk. Put milk in your cereal.
Was he allergic to milk or just didn't like
milk? Not at all.
Poor decision making.
He just loved water in his cereal.
Okay.
It's not
interesting.
Good.
It's tough to argue with that because he's like, I love it.
Yeah.
Nope. Okay. Well.
So didn't feel like he was missing anything.
No.
All right. Interesting.
He preferred it, which is not possible.
He had to know that this would cause quite the uproar because people, of course, lost their minds.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing? This is insane. God damn it. I used to like you. You know, crazy.
Stuff
crazy
like
things
that.
Like that. But yeah, not even like little ice cubes, like full-blown huge ice cubes in with his cereal. So there you have it. What about, have you ever put an ice cube in just your milk that you're drinking?
Yes.
So
what's
never
the difference?
Because I'm including the solids of the cereal.
I don't think you're eating the ice.
Well, I mean, it's involved in it.
Yeah, but it's so big that you're just scooping around it. It's just a kind of a placeholder of cold.
I don't know why you're defending Gene Simmons.
My disappointment is immeasurable.
Mm-hmm.
And my day is ruined.
No, understandable.
Sorry.
Understandable. I'm just wondering, is there a difference between
Yeah,
that?
I feel like because I'm involving the sogginess of these solids, I don't need ice involved. Ice is...
But isn't milk cold enough without ice?
That's what I'm saying. Is your milk hot? Because then we have another problem.
You're drinking an ice cube in your milk.
I said I've done it before. It's not common.
Okay.
Also, for the record, I have had. I had, and I'll admit to this.
Okay.
I'll admit to this in front of you. I have had the iced... like mug, the one that not there's no ice in it, but it's cold.
Like a frosty mug. Yeah.
That with milk, I'm sure, is
okay,
fine.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah. That's fine.
But I'm just saying as far as...
the mug doesn't melt into water.
I'm saying that including the milk, like the ice with the solids and your Captain Crunch getting all solid.
Oh, yeah, that sounds terrible.
No, thanks.
Okay.
Yeah. I wonder if he'll start doing what I do with... my coffee is I freeze coffee in ice cubes. So when I have an iced coffee,
then you're using
the ice cube is an actual chunk of coffee, so it never gets watered down. Can you do that with milk? I think a guy that used to be on the show, it was a colossal disaster when he tried. Mm-hmm. However, it's not a colossal disaster when people that buy, you know, over 8 cents worth of ice cube trays, right?
Yes.
So maybe he could try that.
I think you're fine.
All right. Everyone's going to be
That's
fine.
That's so gross.
You guys see the shocking Sharon Stone news over the holiday?
I did.
I did not.
December 29th, Sharon Stone tweeted this. I went on the Bumble dating site and they closed my account. Some users reported that it couldn't possibly be me. Hey, Bumble, is being me exclusionary? Don't shut me out of the hive. And people were like, wait a minute. Sharon Stone is on Bumble. What? Oh, how am I going to get any date ever if Sharon Stone is on Bumble?
Why do people contact Bumble and go, this can't be her?
That's what people did.
That's what it
why
is.
Would
yeah.
they?
Really did.
Why would they?
I think when you're on Bumble, you don't expect to match with Sharon Stone.
Well, of course.
Yeah, I think that people just assume you're taking a picture from the internet.
Yeah.
And, I mean,
and they were annoyed, so they're like, oh, fake accounts. So just kept reporting it. But it really is her, and she was really bummed about it.
Especially because there's a celebrity gate, you know, guarded gate one. You know, that now isn't necessarily a secret, but it's called Raya. And that dating app is like, you know, people that you recognize frequently.
Right.
So I think that they would expect
her to
be
on Fight Club. You're not supposed to talk about it.
But, you know, I'm married. Who cares? But, like, basically, that's the one they would expect to see her on.
Sure.
Which apparently she is on as well. She's just, you know,
she's
cast
playing
in
the
a
field, man.
Net.
Yeah.
Good for you, Sharon Stone.
We will definitely talk to anyone who has went on a date with Sharon Stone from dating apps.
Sure.
Absolutely.
But I would love to hear what your experience is like.
Of course.
But she then tweeted after someone from Bumble reached out and were like, oh my gosh, we're so sorry. No, we're restoring it. She's like, no, you erased my account. They did not restore it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just gone. So Sharon. Thank
you. Was that your Ozzy?
That was my Ozzy.
It's up there with my Bart. Do you want to have Bart and Ozzy have a convo?
That was the worst ever.
Hey, what's up, man?
Sharon.
Don't have a cow, Ozzy.
Sharon.
Why, you know, I also always put up the peace sign when I'm doing Bart Simpson.
Why
and
are
I don't
you
know
doing
why.
This?
I did it the first time too. Don't have a cow, man. Like, he's like a hippie or
did
something.
Did he put up a piece
no,
of
No, I don't think he's ever done it.
Never, ever.
I think it's like a slingshot maybe I'm doing. I don't know.
That's bizarre. We,
eat my shorts.
Again. Nope.
Doesn't sound anything like him.
Damn it.
Birthdays. Dax Shepard, Kate Bosworth, Tate Diggs, and that's what's happening.
K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It's Kevin in the Morning with Allie and Jensen, and our friend Dr. Drew is back. Good morning, Dr. Drew.
Good morning, Kevin. Happy New Year, guys.
Thank you. I got to tell you, it was a little disconcerting, if I might say, to see you in the White House. I was like, oh, we lost Dr. Drew.
No, I am Kim Kardashian. I am Kim Kardashian.
That's not anything anyone wants to say.
Yeah, honestly, we're going to pull that clip and play it every time you're on the show now.
Which means you were there for a purpose.
Yes, I'm there. I don't care who's in there. They are interested in making positive change for people in this country. We have a genocide going in our streets. I'm going and talking. That's fine.
And it's not. It's not like a subject you don't. This is your thing, man. You were brought in because you're an expert for something. I was jarred by the photo.
Yes,
I know that Dr. Drew does good things.
Was there any part of you that thought maybe I shouldn't take a picture?
Oh yeah.
But there's no way Dr. Drew's coming to the White House and not taking a photo with the president who loves celebrities. There's no way.
Were you in my head, Jensen? Is that what happened? You're actually in my brain?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly what. But I had a really good whole afternoon with Secretary Azar and Ben Carson. Really just so interesting talking and spending time with those guys. So I at least feel really good about the people that are in the administration. Really good.
Okay.
So we'll see.
All right. Let's talk about this NFL reporter, Edward Ashoff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
who passed away from something I've never heard of called HLH.
And for days, it was said that he died of pneumonia, which we've heard many times, but we always know there's something behind that, right?
Right, that's right. Because if it's a young adults don't – you can get an overwhelming pneumonia. It's rare. But young adults that die of pneumonia usually have something else going on.
So he was 34 years old.
Yeah.
HIV, drug addiction, something else. You look at that and you go, oh, I wonder what that was. And lo and behold, he did not have the usual suspects. He had something very, very rare called HLH, hemophagic lymphohistiocytosis.
Sure.
Mm. Okay. And I thought to myself, I hate the way the press reports medical problems.
Well, that's what troubled me was they were like, oh, the doctors, he was under a doctor's care the whole time and they didn't catch it.
Yeah, because his girlfriend is the one who tweeted out the HLH diagnosis. And then for us to see tweets of him saying, I've never been sick and things like that, like it definitely makes a headline for a immediate killer that we don't know about.
Now, so far, though, as it pertains to your program, I'm a little disappointed. I was expecting lots of organ music. There we go. Okay.
Now
I feel better.
I mean, we wanted you to explain it first, really, what we were hoping for.
Okay, all right. So good. I feel better. So they reported it as though, here it comes, everybody. Mm-hmm. It's going to get
Dr. Drew, you have to do your part, though. You have to pause after here it comes, everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
But here's where my head went. I am so tired of people pretending they're not biological, of the press reporting biological science as though it's something that has a headline to it. The fact is, there's a whole family of histiocytic malignancies.
Sure.
Hey,
you're
going
to have to dumb it down. I'm still on the show.
So Langerhans cell histiocytic malignancy, malignant histiocytosis, histiocytosis.
That wasn't dumbing it down. I think you had a stroke. What just happened?
And all associated with Anna Sicoria.
I grew up with her.
Wait, are you serious, Drew?
No, I'm kidding.
Oh, I was going to say, I'm like, wait, hear him out, guys. I thought it affected me.
but I started thinking, in the New York Times, they had a whole article about wearable technology. And I thought, we are so messed up with our understanding of biology, as though full-body MRI scans would detect a histiocytic malignancy. There are thousands of illnesses. Physiology and biology is the issue, not anatomy or the electrical conduction through your heart. That it gives us those two things, like a wearable heart monitoring watch or a full-body MRI, tell us almost nothing.
All right.
And certainly no more than a basic physical exam. So I just started thinking, God, we just have to help people understand that we are these biological organisms. Things go – it's a miracle that we go from day to day without things going haywire, and sometimes things go haywire, but they're not anatomical, they're not things you can see on your Apple Watch.
So tell me this. This is what I know about it, and this is what interests me. He goes to he's a reporter, goes to a very cold football game, catches a pneumonia-like cold – and then his body, because of this HLH that he didn't necessarily know he had, the immune system fights overtime and starts to attack itself and attack his body.
Right. So the HLH, there we go. HLH has acquired and congenital or genetic variants. So some people are born with this and their immune system immediately attacks itself.
And they catch it early, right.
Well, and then people don't live past 3 months of age when they have typically.
Oh, God.
And there can be other sort of, again, haywire genetics that trigger it. Some people believe that that genetic mechanism can occasionally get triggered by an infection that somehow overactivates the immune system to see itself as other, as a foreign entity, and it starts to attack itself.
Friendly fire, basically.
Okay, but let me ask you a follow-up question on that. It seemed like he went to the doctor, they sent him home, they told him he had pneumonia, he went to the emergency room. It seems like, first of all, it's one step from pneumonia to HLH, and they didn't catch it. That's not scary.
Listen, they reported that they did a bone marrow on him like day two or day three, which is already, I thought, wow, that's
that was
quick,
fast,
man.
Yeah.
They were on it.
Yeah.
So, but getting the bone marrow result takes a couple of days.
Oh, no.
So, and by then, he'd had this overwhelming pneumonia and was dying, and there was nothing they could do about it. And even if they'd made the diagnosis, it's not, it's unlikely they could have done anything.
How many times have you seen people come up with HLH? Like, is
zero.
This zero?
Zero. I've seen other histiocytic malignancies. I've never seen HLH. It's exceedingly rare. I'm not going to see it in my career. You're not going to get it. That's my big point.
I mean,
that
put your money
help.
Where your mouth is. Yep. I'm going to get it.
Unless you have pre-existing signs.
Ali
like,
is taking the challenge.
Wait.
I'm taking the HLH challenge.
Unless what?
Well, it's, if you have Inesacoria, it sort of puts you in a category.
Right.
And I had cancer. So can, because it some people get the secondary HLH.
Some people do, but they die quick. And that's
that's great news.
I mean, at the end of the day, we do have to address that this is an early 30s guy who tweeted, I never get sick, who then days later died of a disease
that's
he didn't know
scary.
He had.
That's scary.
Yes, it's terrifying.
Shouldn't that scare us?
It should alert you to the miracle that it doesn't happen. I've seen many things like this happen. A lot. Believe me, in my career, I have seen young people die of overwhelming illnesses of many different types.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, again, I get up every day thinking, what a miracle that something hasn't gone haywire today. Our biology is infinitely complex, and things go wacky once in a while. And this is one of those things.
Hold on a second.
Hold on a second.
Isn't the use of the word wacky not applicable
in this
case?
I feel like it's medical.
Hold on. You're talking to the Kim Kardashian of medicine. Please.
Right. See? You see?
Let him be.
Here you are.
Let him be.
Okay. I take it back. I'm not going to get it.
Okay, good.
All right, good.
That's good.
But overall, it just got me thinking about how the press misreports medical stuff all the time.
But it's still scary.
But wait a minute.
I mean, it's very rare,
they
obviously.
They didn't misreport this. He got it. They didn't know he had it.
The
he died of it.
And the nuance and the headlines, it ends up being fake news. You know, the headline should be, oh, my God.
Oh, look, the guy goes to the White House and all of a sudden everything's fake news.
But this is like, you're saying it's like killer bees or whatever. Like, it's never.
Exactly.
Wait,
exactly.
Bees will kill us?
Well.
Oh, God.
Bees will kill us.
Oh. We literally just heard his soul leave his body.
It was awful.
This man put up with Ben Carson. He put up with Ben Carson for an hour.
So Dr. Drew says bees will kill us.
Yes.
Oh, my God. It's going to be a long year, guys.
Thanks, Drew.
You can follow Dr. Drew on Twitter, at Dr. Drew. His podcasts are at drdrew.com, and Heal is the app. You can see a doctor in the comfort of your home. Thank you, Dr. Drew.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you.
6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen. It is 9:39. Mm-hmm. Time for one final look. What's happening? Here's Ali.
You guys get any of those gift cards over the holidays?
Yes.
I got a lot of them.
A lot of them?
I did.
Why do you sound so depressed by that?
Because I'll tell you why. This has been plaguing me.
Wow.
You know those Visa cards?
I'll take them off your hands.
Well, no, right? Listen. You know those Visa cards or whatever?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. So if the total's for 60, I get nervous and a little bit of my OCD kicks in when it's like $55 and then I have one for $5 and another for 40. It's just, and also can I combine them? Like if something's $150,
yeah, I think you can, yeah.
Can I use a 60 and a 40? And do I tell the guy put 60 on this, 40 on this? Like, it's math, man.
Yeah, it's not that hard.
I don't know.
You seem to be really worried about how you'll spend money.
And it's weird, too, because
I've
been taking money out of the ATM and stuff with just these gift cards sitting there that I could use at any moment.
Absolutely.
Bring them in.
Haven't used them.
Bring them in.
Yeah, okay. Kevin will take one. I'll take one. If one just has $5, I'll still take it.
Okay.
We'll help you out.
Yeah.
All right, well, you guys
are
good friends.
That is very true. Well, maybe you've received some gift cards over the holidays that you're like, I'm never going to use this. Why not use those towards miles?
What?
Here's the thing. This is with United. They have their Mileage Plus gift card exchange program. So they're going to buy your unwanted gift cards in exchange for airline miles.
Hmm.
And we're talking about, you know, the big retailers, Best Buy, Starbucks, Walmart, and then ones maybe you wouldn't spend your money at. Maybe a Cracker Barrel, Yankee Candle. They're going to buy those and just give you airline miles for it. That sounds pretty cool, right?
I had a Cracker Barrel a couple of days ago.
Did you?
Yes. When I was in Phoenix with the family, yes.
Did you buy a gift certificate?
I didn't, no.
Okay.
I've eaten a Cracker Barrel, and it's not good.
No one wants that.
It's awful.
No one wants that.
It tastes terrible.
Well, if you fly on United and you want to do those miles, all you have to do is set up a Mileage Plus account with the airline. Then once you're approved, it takes about 90 days for you to exchange your gift cards. But if you already have an account, they're saying it just takes minutes. So there you go.
Interesting.
Or here's an idea. It's free money. Go spend it.
What if you have a $60, say, Visa card, mm-hmm. uh-huh. and you're buying something that's $55?
Oh, no, never use it. Nope.
That's what I've been thinking.
Nope.
You guys, never at least we all agree now. Thank you. You
know what? Put it away.
You know what happened to me during vacation?
What?
1 year, for stocking stuffers, mm-hmm. I gave Danielle a $25 Panda Express card.
Okay.
Right.
And you know how, you know, because she likes it there.
Sure.
And you know how they go, do you want the receipt to always, you know how much is on it or to prove? And you always say no. No, why would you need it?
Right.
I always say no, at least. I went to go use it. There was $0 on it.
She spent it already.
No.
You guys ate a lot.
They never scanned it. It was never activated.
Oh, you got to save those receipts.
Yeah, life's over, man. We gave up. Yeah, we don't even need
I've
anymore.
I've never
it's
heard
over.
Someone have so much trouble with a gift
Honestly.
Certificate.
Yeah, I don't have a good time with them.
Wow.
So you'd left. You didn't get like orange chicken?
I did eat, and they were very nice. They said that this has happened a couple times. They're like, we're going to give you 20% off.
Oh, that's nice. What a scam. Everybody's now heading down
there.
They're like, oh, I have this gift card. Oh, no, it's not activated.
20% off.
Jensen told me I could.
This is so good. You can just take those gift cards off the rack and just take them with you.
20% off every time.
Don't activate them. Mm-hmm. Give them as gifts.
Kids, we're not telling you.
Well, tell them Kevin sent you.
I love it.
Kevin Ryder.
Tell them Kevin sent you. You guys, you know what this Sunday is?
No.
You want me to tell you?
I would love it.
It is the biggest online dating day of 2020. Yes, January 5th is expected to be the busiest day of the year for online dating. That spike usually occurs on the first Sunday in January. It's a widespread phenomenon with all different dating sites. What they think happens is everybody's crazy busy during the holidays.
Yes.
So you're not really on the sites as much. You're going to visit family. Maybe you're out of town. You don't want to hook up with someone in a random town.
Right.
Which I say, who are you? But they also say it's also maybe the result of family nagging you over the holidays about dating someone.
Really?
So you're finally home. You've got the tree down. Your family's away. And you're like, let me just scroll. Let me see what's up. They think that might be what's doing it.
Huh.
Yeah. Dating app Bumble defines the time between Thanksgiving and the first Sunday in January as online dating season. They expect to see more than 3 million new users join and over 20 million messages being sent.
I mean, look at Sharon Stone, man.
I mean,
she's the proof.
I mean, you guys, this is pretty interesting. Mariah Carey's holiday hit, All I Want for Christmas Is You, is number one on the Billboard Hot 100 for a third consecutive week. That makes her the first artist in history to score a number one single on the charts in four separate decades.
Crazy.
Wow.
That's madness, you guys. That song came out in 1994. So number one in the 90s, the 2000s.
Looking forward to this.
Wait.
Yeah.
90s, 2000, which would be 2010.
Uh-huh.
That would only be three decades. Unless they're considering now this a fourth decade. Because it's still number one?
I mean, they definitely would, Allie, and that's definitely what they're talking about. Because it's a new decade, and this would definitely be, I mean, you walked right into it, but yeah.
I would have fought that.
Who would have known in 2020 we're in a new decade, is what Allie said.
Although I've seen a lot of talk online. Is it a new decade now?
Right, or does it start 2021?
At 2021.
Come on, we know. It starts at 2020.
Well, according to Billboard Hot 100.
Yes.
It's four separate decades.
I have a hot take for you.
Yeah, I'd love to hear it.
Mariah Carey's Christmas song, best song, like original song ever written by a solo artist. I don't count Beatles. But that is
best song or best Christmas song?
No, I think it's best song.
Really?
I do, because
that's a huge category.
Yeah.
It represents a total holiday. Like, you hear that song and it's immediately Christmas.
Right?
And it's an original song that came after years of not having an original Christmas song. Very difficult to do. I think it is the level of difficulty to have your song become the theme of Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
That's a talent.
But you're not saying the theme of Christmas. You're saying of all songs.
Because I'm including that talent in just all songs.
Wow. Jensen.
Yeah.
I mean, that's bold.
Glad I don't have to defend that position.
That is bold.
It's a big deal.
Yeah.
But also, like, it is true. It's a song that hit number one decades after its release.
So you're saying in this world, Smash Mouth All-Star doesn't exist.
Well, that we all have to
agree
on.
Yeah.
No problem.
That we all have to agree on.
Speaking of Mariah Carey, she was hacked on New Year's Eve.
Oh. Huh.
Not sure if you saw any of her tweets. My favorite one, Eminem has a little penis.
We were sure that was a hack?
Followed up by, Eminem can still hold this pee. But she spelled it out.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of weird Eminem tweets from the hackers, which I found interesting, but they were removed from her page. And she addressed the hack saying, I take a freaking nap and this happens? Which, Mariah Carey, we don't know how long that nap was, right? That nap could have been like 2 days.
She's also, nap in quotes.
She's a little crazy, right?
Yes.
I enjoy her.
Okay.
I very much enjoy her.
She should have a reality show. She'd be great.
Remember, what was it, Cribs?
It's the greatest Cribs ever, where she had
she was
changes.
On an elliptical in her heels.
Yeah.
I remember of that.
She had outfit changes.
Literally doing that in heels.
There's
and I was like, all right.
There's also a great TRL where mm-hmm. she shows up unannounced with like an ice cream cart.
No.
And that one's also. She had many freakouts on MTV. Yeah.
Wow.
God bless her, though. Best song ever written. Thank you.
We need
to deal with that a different day.
Thanks, guys.
We mm-hmm. need to delve into that later as well. You guys, Justin Bieber, it's like the kid just prints money. Justin Bieber is set for a big 2020, announcing a new single and docuseries, Justin Bieber Seasons. It's set to premiere January 27th on YouTube. You're thinking maybe how much could he possibly get paid for a YouTube series, right? Mm-hmm. But then you think about Billie Eilish's recent documentary deal with Apple. Sources say that's north of $25 million. Beyonce's deal with Netflix in the $30 million range.
Yeah.
But again, this is YouTube. It wouldn't be that much, right? They think it's worth about $20 million.
Wow.
That's for a 10-part YouTube docuseries.
I will tell you, I'm not a big Bieber head or mm-hmm. whatever, but I watched the trailer for this doc series, and I got kind of into
great.
It. Looked good.
It looks great.
Yeah, it looked interesting.
I mean, even that Bieber movie.
Was good.
Was great.
I know, that movie was good.
There's something about the behind-the-scenes of musical artists.
Exactly.
Even if you don't like them, that's fascinating.
And if you do like that, the Bieber movie's exactly for you, because the movie's barely about Justin.
Yeah.
It's about all the people around him.
Yeah.
Believers Never Say Die, or Never Say, what was it called? Is that Goonies? That's Goonies.
Also, Never Say Die, I believe, was a James Bond movie.
Okay, fair enough. Cowbunga, man.
You did the peace sign again, you idiot. I cannot take it. I watched a little behind the scenes over the holiday. It was Mel Brooks.
Mm-hmm.
Did any of you see this
on
HBO?
Mm-mm. I need more info.
It's essentially a documentary that started out in the 80s on the BBC, and they've been filming it this whole time, and it just spans. It is so lovely. You know my feelings about Mel Brooks.
Yes.
All I want in life is to eat soup and watch Jeopardy with Mel Brooks. And
your time is running out.
Carl Reiner. And it's just,
also
it's
a
so,
super specific dream.
Well, if you watch the original Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee, it was with Carl Reiner and Jerry Seinfeld hung out with him. And then Carl Reiner's like, do you want to come over? I watch Jeopardy every night with Mel. And to see these two legends just sitting there with their TV trays and eating.
Cute.
Oh, God, it made me so happy. But the documentary is wonderful. And it just makes you realize just how brilliant and ahead of his time he was with everything. And he's just, God, I love you, Mel Brooks, if you're listening.
He's not listening.
I mean, what are the chances?
He's definitely not.
I don't know. Yeah, he's asleep. Some birthdays for you. Taye Diggs, Kate Bosworth, Dax Shepard, and that's what's happening.
Thanks, Ellie, and your drive home tomorrow morning and all new Kevin and Bean Show. It's already Friday.
Yeah! I'll be back.
It was flawless. Just
I didn't even
seamless.
Notice it.
No.
I didn't even notice it until you yelled.
Yeah.
You
We're up to two.
Go.
We've
Come
got
on
a
now.
Counter, everybody,
two,
for every time that Kevin does not say the
up.
Correct name of the show, which
and
is.
That time he did it with such nonchalance.
Yeah. In the Morning with Ellie and Jensen.
Out of curiosity, you reading?
No, I was not that time. Maybe I need to.
It's clearly.
A guy who saw the movie Cats.
Uh-huh.
three times.
And is planning a fourth.
But against his will. He was
No.
Loves.
Stop.
Jensen, loves you it. Texted him. What was his response to you?
I said, are you cool at around 7 o'clock? And he wrote back, perfect.
Stop it right now.
And also, this is rough. That was my dog joke.
That was a dog.
Okay, hold on. I do want to say he's not. It's not like an ironic thing. He knows it's a bad movie, but he loves it and wants to see it over and over
again. Wait, he knows it's bad?
I mean, I think he knows it's campy, but he really appreciates it. He's not going there thinking it's like Apocalypse Now.
Right.
But he has a great time. He's dressed up as a cat. The whole thing.
Okay. Well, that tells you pretty much everything you need to know.
I'm in.
Mm-hmm. Harold Dean, Jensen's mom, when he was younger, didn't almost name him Jensen. She almost named him a different name.
Yes. Okay.
Which would have been awesome.
Yeah, it's rough.
So we're going to talk to her tomorrow morning.
Okay. Another dog joke.
And comedian and friend Bob Saget will join us tomorrow
He's
as well.
A good dude.
It's Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen on K-Rock.
LA and OC's alternative rock.